welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Get it on. Gotta get it on. 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla. Good morning, Brian.
Well, let's see what we got going today.
You were much help to me this morning, by the way.
Def Rec guy. Yeah.
Good time.
Tom Green, Ray Liotta.
Jesus.
Again, loaded for bear. What? How did Brian help you this morning?
You.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
Just, I'm really surprised. I have told you this before. I have a whole issue with men. I don't know if it's my height. I don't know if it's whatever it is. But I don't like being around them, like, socially.
Guys.
Like being around women, you know. Cause, and if a guy sits down at the table with me, and he's 3 feet tall, and makes $9 an hour, and is illiterate, I'm still in competition with him for her attention.
for whatever the female.
For whatever, I can't help it. Not even the female. Just, even if there was a girl there, I have a competition thing with men. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't know exactly what you did for me. I knew the man show and I knew this show, but I didn't know that you pontificated. And when you started to, the first couple of days I worked here, I thought, dude, this guy pontificates. This is going to be long.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been nothing but beneficial to me.
Really?
In the things that I think will help me, I don't mean just in life, oh, my life's all better. I listen to Corolla. My life's a shambles since I started working with you, buddy. But on the other hand, you said the other day, one of the important things in life was to have everything in its place that you would need.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, right before you said that, I have a very tight schedule in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have the gym for exactly 40 minutes because it takes me seconds to shower just so I can say I have showered, even though I've worked so hard, I'm still sweating when I get out of the shower, but technically I've showered.
Well, people don't realize about the morning schedule, and everyone's morning schedule's this way, but ours is even more acute in that this show starts at 5:59, not 5:59 and 42 seconds.
Right.
It starts at 5:59. And again, that little accordion degree, that sort of thing that lets you come in to your work at 8:07 or 8:03 or 7:59, that little flexibility part that most everyone has in their job doesn't exist in radio.
Right,
it's one of the bad parts about being
a syndicated
radio.
There's, you know, 11 states that know you're late for work.
At least cities, but the maybe 8 states. But the point is you get on a schedule in the morning that doesn't have the flexibility
no
of 2 minutes this way or 2 minutes that way. It is exactly the same. I would love, we've talked about this before, it's interesting. I would love to put cameras all throughout my house and chart it for 1 year and see the amount of times that I turned on the stove burner at exactly 5:11 and 19 seconds.
Right.
It would probably happen 35 times. Down to the second, that you went to brush your teeth, that you locked the front door. This stuff wouldn't be, it varies between 5 minutes this way and 2 minutes that way. Oh, no. This stuff would be down to the second.
Right. And that's what's been happening to me. I think you're aware of this phone call. I called Angie the other day. And I said, I can't find my parking ticket to get out of the gym.
Right, you're
locked in the gym. I'm right next door, but I can't get out of the gym.
Right.
Well, that happens a lot. It's a little piece of paper. And then sometimes it's my wallet. Yesterday it was my keys, which I left here and couldn't find. And luckily, they gave me spare keys with the car that were, of course, still in it. So I finally found them.
Ah.
Yeah. So this last night, I packed my gym bag to the T. Packing it with these clothes that I'd be wearing, leaving the gym clothes that I would get dressed into first next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this could be an oh poor me thing, but it's actually easier. I don't live where I did a week ago.
You don't.
Where do you live?
We have a full guest apartment, but it's a different home. It's a different place. Different entrance, different exit.
You're in the basement with its own entrance. I mean, you live in the same house, but
it's physically connected, but not on the same floor, not on the same. But I also don't want to say basement. It's very nice. It's really nice. You pay a couple of
grand
for it.
Is it the room I saw that's kind of off the kitchen?
No, that's just a guest room.
Okay.
It's a different little floor. It's 400 square feet. It's very
nice. Have to cross Gretchen's path.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
Exactly. And so, but I can't cry foul on that because it's actually easier. There's less stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But just last night, I decided, okay, wait a second. Let's put everything where I need it in the morning. So I went with the keys and the wallet and everything put in its place and then packed the gym bag in the order of equipment. Meaning the stuff I would need first, I would put in last. I mean, I really thought it out. It worked like a Tina's. One error that's my, like, certainly can't blame you, that I forgot my boots again. They just don't fit right in a gym bag. I just got to leave a pair of boots in the car.
It is like seeing Danny wearing his tennis shoes, because Danny has a uniform.
Yeah.
It is boots, bedazzled jeans, and tight, ill-fitting shirts.
Sometimes it's the tight shirt, sometimes it's the tight tank.
But once in a while, you see Danny wearing tennis shoes, and it's like, I remember a couple of times in my life running into a school teacher at a supermarket and being like, Mrs. Wilkins?
Call me Ann.
Ann? You're wearing a t-shirt.
I'm a real person.
Holding my head.
Teachers make you do it till you get it right. That's what a t-shirt says.
No, let me tell you.
You're a human being?
Yes, I am. This is my husband.
You're eating food?
I eat food. This is my husband, Bob.
Oh, my God. I ate a Hungry Man Salisbury steak dinner once. Oh, my God.
Is that vodka in your cart, Mrs. Weasel?
I drink, too, a little bit, because you kids drive me nuts.
Oh, my God. God! Don't ever tell me your first name again. Mrs. Wilkins!
My footwear puts Adam into this kind of dizzy, but I'm with you, by the way.
I started walking down the hall. I saw Danny's tennis shoes, and I bumped into the wall. I lost my bearings. Like something happened to my inner ear. I'm like one of those whales that tried to beach itself.
I was jogging one time, and I jogged past my then therapist.
That's the modern day equivalent.
I never went back.
It's the modern day equivalent of that.
I took my wife to her doctor and Dr. Gary, and she were both getting the same amount of Botox. Which I thought that was kind of interesting. We went to the same guy.
Well, you bring up an interesting...
I'm sorry. So you, no jeans. Saying,
this is actually,
I mean, no boots.
This was actually no big story. This was just a thanks.
Sure.
I put... places things where they belonged. The only problem was, at the gym, I'm still in the rush that I no longer am when I put things in their place at home. Once I unpack at the gym, because like, they open at 5, and I need to be working out at 5:02 to consider it a 40-minute workout. It's actually 38 minutes.
It's another good point, which is, when you work out, it'd be nice to have what we like to call in the business a hard out. If you ever do that thing...
Yeah, there's this hot chick at the gym that gives me just the opposite.
Hard in.
Yep.
This, or on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't going to say that. I'm scared these days. I watched the news all day yesterday. Apparently, you can say nothing.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure we'll get there.
We'll get into that in the news.
What I'm saying is you ever do that thing where you're staying somewhere, you've traveled, you're at some hotel... The car's going to come pick you up at 5 in the afternoon to take you to the gig or wherever it is you're going. And it's 2 in the afternoon, and you're kind of bored, and you think, well, I should go work out. So you go work out, but you're actually killing time and working out. So you do that thing where you do, like, 2 reps, and then you stand there and watch CNN on the TV with no sound for 10 minutes, and then you go 2 more reps, and now you decide to go check out and see what the facilities look like. I wonder if they have a sauna in here. You're not really working out. You're sort of working out, but because you can either leave at 3:30 or 4:15 or 20 minutes from now, you don't quite get that workout. You know, everybody should work out with the hard out, which is I have... 37 minutes before my ass needs to hit this sidewalk, I better shake a leg. I bet you would work out and burn twice as many calories.
I know that you will, and I'll tell you what. One is a blatant product for plug for a product, I suppose, that Pod Fitness thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're exactly as long as they are. They're a second longer, a second shorter.
Right.
When the guy says you've got 30 seconds, go. Yeah. That's it. So it'll say, like, if whatever you're doing, it's 39 minutes to 42 minutes to an hour, 6 minutes. That's it. For me... I have to do my 38-minute workout at the gym. I don't have anything booked today. I've been really busy. I don't have one thing booked today till Scarborough Country, which is at 6:15 tonight.
Ooh.
I did not have to go to the gym at 4 o'clock this morning. But Adam's right.
It's a routine.
I'll sit in that gym 2 hours doing 40 minutes worth of work. Unless I have to be out of there in 40 minutes.
It's a good hard out.
It's good.
I mean, I'm surprised. Unless you do it, I'm surprised that you would really like know it that well.
I know people. I mean, I think it's a good idea for that. It's probably a good idea for meals as well. Because I feel like I could just sit around and graze. when I go out to dinner, I'll eat as much bread in that olive oil, garlicky dipping sauce as they'll bring.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll drink as much tea as they'll refill, or I'll have as much red wine as the guy offers me another one. I can sit and eat for 9 hours, or I could do it in 20 minutes and be on my way and not be morbidly obese. I was thinking, though, Danny, your pod, you do the pod fitness.
Yeah.
And you're one of the trainers. You're a certified trainer.
I am a certified trainer, but I always say my thing. And this is how I get paid by, is if you pick me, don't.
I'm
a novelty. There's way of all the other guys. They're famous trainers. Don't pick me. I make enough money
here. But Danny's pod, I have heard it, is a little
Teresa got it.
It's a little bit different than most, because it's the same thing where it's, you know, we're going to be doing military press. I'm going to need you to do 3 reps of 10. But at a certain point in the middle, he'll go, all right, now go out. I'm giving you 30 seconds to find a drifter. All right, now find something sharp.
We
like to work hard.
I feel like in the middle of a workout, if you really had people going, like, all right, now you have 15 seconds to find some 15-pound dumbbells. We're going to do some squat thrust. About somewhere in the middle of that, you could yell, now get in your car. Now go find someone who's a different color than you. Now point your car toward them.
To be honest, I did the tiniest bit of that. And I felt I wanted to do it. If you wanted it, I want you to get your exercise done, but it's me. Why would you put me over a real-life expert? Unless maybe you wanted to have some jokes of some kind in there. So I put stuff in there like, okay, the treadmill is now going at 4 miles an hour on an angle of 6 degrees. This usually will burn approximately 600 calories an hour. Running, for most people, burns 600 calories an hour. Running from the cops burns about 1,200. That's for your trainer, Danny. I threw some of that in there.
Right.
There are other trainers who are better. But anyway, I like it because it's got the hard out. You can't, unless, and I consider this the ultimate wuss move, you could push pause. And unless there wasn't a piece of machinery that I needed available, I've never pushed pause.
Right.
You got to do it. And I'll come in here a full size bigger than when I left the house from using the Pod Fitness in 41 minutes. So the hard out is the thing.
Well, the overall.
And having my keys in my wallet and everything right where I wanted this morning was all I really wanted to say. It was those little things sometimes that you point out are quite valuable.
Overall, before we go to break, I think the message is know yourself. Learn your strengths and learn your weaknesses, people. I will give you, for instance.
Then I'm going to give you I'll fight back a little here on this one.
I get in arguments with people all the time where I say, I told you to do this, and they say, yeah, I know, I was going to, and I said, I told you to write it down. I know, I thought I could remember. And I'd say, don't you know yourself? Don't you know how you work? That's what you need to know. See, everyone's trying to get to know everyone else. Get to know yourself. And I don't mean in a corny kind of 70s, give yourself a hug kind of way. Know your foibles, your weaknesses, know your strengths. Know what you're good at, know what you're bad at. I am bad at keeping track of receipts, filling out paperwork, keeping up with the IRS. The first thing I did, and I'm a guy who doesn't use anybody. I mean, I'm a guy who won't use an architect, won't use a designer, won't use anybody. For almost everything in my life, I'm like, don't worry, I'll handle it. I got this. I know how to fix this. Right. But the very first thing I did is I got an accountant and I made him my money manager. And even when I wasn't making very much money, I said, this will be the best couple $100 a month I'll ever spend. You take care of everything. I'll never get audited by the IRS.
Right.
I knew my weakness.
Right.
A lot of people think that everything is their strength. They think, well, hell, I'm a good carpenter and I'm a good mechanic, and thus I must be a good accountant too. Nope. Good at A, B, and horrible at C. Let somebody else handle that. So know that about yourself. But I got in this discussion with my friend the other day, the Wheeze. And
I forgot that you actually do know a Wheeze.
Sweetest guy in the world, but very forgetful. And I told him I wanted something done. Something that he needed to do. And I said to him, Don, that's his Christian name. I said, Don, you know what? Do not put the phone down. Go do something else and then pick the phone back up and do what I'm telling you to do. Call immediately. Call now. Actually, was my other loser buddy, Ray. had his pickup truck rusting out in my warehouse. I said, I want it gone. I want it gone. I'm tired of staring at it. It's been a year. Call Jews for Jesus or whoever. Have them come by and pick this thing up. I'll donate it to charity. And he said, will do, boss. And I said, do not put the phone down. Do not put the phone down. Hang up with me and then call Jews for Jesus and tell them to come pick up the truck. Because when you put the phone down, then it's going to ring again, and you're going to pick it up, and it's going to be your mom, and you're going to talk to her for a minute, and then you're going to hang up with her, and then you're going to get hungry, and then you're going to go upstairs, and thus, and now it's gone. It'll never happen. Now know yourself. And there's people I wouldn't say that to. If I told Jimmy Kimmel to do it, I wouldn't be all condescending and say, Jimmy, don't put the phone down, don't whatever, because he can do it.
Right.
He has weaknesses in other departments that I'm sure Don doesn't, although they don't spring to mind immediately. Right. But the point is, I said to him, literally, I yelled at him like five times, do not put the phone, hang up with your finger, and then call Jews for Jesus and give him a pickup race, rusted out truck. I want it gone. I want it gone. I want it gone. And do not put the phone down. And 3 months later.
No Jews, no Jesus.
No Jews. No Jesus, but a lot of rusted out trucks.
Some of them is waiting 2,000 years for Jesus. Okay? You're not really that busy.
Because he put the phone down and because he didn't know himself. And that's the argument I make with people. Don't you know yourself? Don't you know what the outcome is going to be when you put that phone down and say, you know, I heard what you had to say, Pops, but I'm going to put the phone down, I'm going to go upstairs, I'll make a sandwich, and then I'll come down and call Jews for Jesus later on. Don't you know when you put the phone down? It's like when you tell people, write it down, write it down, write it down. They go, I got it. No, you don't have it. And that's no crime. The crime is not knowing
that you don't
have it.
I agree. Here's the only place that I take umbrage. One is, if I am going to nest my weaknesses in taking care of myself, what kind of time do you think I have? Mm-hmm. And secondly, know myself? Pick one.
You have nine personalities? Busy. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, we've been doing Outbook August all week and month long thus far, and some nice results on that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I am really shocked.
Mike August, our talent booker, had a bad day yesterday.
He did. He may have been smoked by Angie and an intern, and who knows? And the month is still young, by the way. Yeah. There's still opportunity to win my 10 grand.
Do you know? Do you remember the exact end date of this game?
Whatever the last, the 30th. What do we got? 30?
April.
Yeah,
so we 30th
at about 9:53 on the 30th.
Wow.
That's the hard out, as we like to say. When we come back, I want to know what celebrities you've spoken to, what celebrities you've run into. Were they good?
Like
were
this.
They bad? Were they cool?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's very, very basic, but
sure.
Most people have come across, and I love it when they're great, and I love it when they're hateful. The in-betweeners, not so interested in. 866-901-ADAM. And then I will tell you a story. Because as a quasi-celebrity, people can take what I realize there's many, many, many times, and I'm sure we can all say this, where we've had an encounter with somebody, they've walked away, and you think, well, there goes a very dissatisfied customer. There goes someone who's going to go home and say, hey, you know that guy from the Man Show, Adam Carolla, ran into him, douchebag. Horrible,
yeah, sure.
horrible. And there's not a person that'll go, well, maybe he was having a bad day.
Right.
Or, you know, you're not the greatest sometimes. Nope, they'll just go, well, there you go. Bonaducci, douchebag. Check that box. Move right on.
James Caan, I think, said it absolutely best. He said, years ago before I was famous, if I was walking down the street and you yelled my name and I didn't turn around, it's because I didn't hear you. Now if I'm walking down the street and you yell my name and I don't turn around, it's because I'm a big celebrity a-hole.
Or,
and I haven't changed.
Or an ear infection from the grotto. We'll take a quick break. I will tell you a story involving a Snapple from a young person.
Oh, yes.
And you will realize how this can all be twisted up next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, Adam Carolla. Put this on the air.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
I just heard my mom have an orgasm. She loves that kind of rhetoric.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM. So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe you're like the anti-venom.
I've taken too much Viagra. I need the anti-venom.
You might be right.
You're the antidote.
I'm going to carry that in my snake bite kit.
I'm just too horny. Where's Frosty? I need to come down from this high.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Because I feel like I...
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Hey, we're back at Villa Ford in Orange playing Santa with General Manager Kyle Sullivan. So, Kyle, what can the good boys and girls of Southern California expect for the winter?
Well, as you know, winter here in Southern California is a pretty unique experience. And to celebrate the new year, Villa Ford in Orange has given away the ultimate winter excursion. From right now until the end of January, every Free FM listener that takes a test drive at Villa Ford will be entered to win a snowboard and a surfboard courtesy of the world-famous Jack Surfboards. And to make it even sweeter, we'll even throw in a pair of lift tickets of your choice, courtesy of Villa Ford.
Wow, you could almost ski and surf the same day with one of these new Explorers, F-150s, or, hey, excursions.
That's the point, announcer guy. So get down to Villa Ford to test drive the all-new Edge, the redesigned Expedition. When you buy, let the Villa Ford Custom Shop trick it out to your personal needs. Make it your resolution to have an awesome new ride from the Villa Ford Custom Shop cruising into the new year.
You heard it here first. Get down to Villa Ford for your ultimate winter excursion. Villa Ford off the Lincoln exit from the 55 in Orange.
And take off the Santa suit, guy. This is radio.
Homefront Mortgage wants to show you how much we appreciate your business. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. Right now, we're offering a special loan program that's 2% below your qualifying rate. It's easy. It's the 1-2-3-step loan. Let's say you qualify for 7.99% on your loan. The first year, you'll only pay 5.99. The second year, you'll only pay 6.99. The third year, it becomes fixed at your loan's original rate of 7.99. No negam, no adjustments. It's fixed. It's easy. Just like 1-2-3. If you have a negam, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. And if you're facing foreclosure or receive a notice of default, we have a home saver program to help you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 0123-2781.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
Now go home and get you f***ing chivo.
If you said Goodfellas...
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
You're correct! Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, Ray Liotta going to be on the show a little later. Tell you, one of the hallmarks of a good movie is when you're flipping through cable and you run into it, you don't move. As a matter of fact, when you run into it, you see it up on the guide, you think, ooh, what part are we on? Pulp Fiction is that way and Goodfellas is that way for me.
Goodfellas is for sure that way for me. You want to hear a weird one for me that I haven't, because I've thought about this, because I've also thought the opposite. Mm-hmm. When I'm flipping through, I don't even have to see what the movie is. If it contains a certain name actor,
right.
I just know to move on. That's mm-hmm. I'm not watching that one. Like, if it says Christopher Atkins, mm-hmm. I'm gone. I just know. I'm not watching
it. The Eight is Enough guy?
No, the guy from...
The blonde guy. Well, he looks like Ames. He looks like Ames.
Right, but that's what I'm thinking.
The guy from
He's
Blue
the poor
Lagoon.
Man's Willie Ames. Yeah.
Yeah. I just know I'm not into that one.
Yeah.
I'm just not watching it, whatever it is.
I don't need to see a guy with the shirt off from the 70s.
Right. But this one, and it's not The Godfather or Goodfellas. It's The Firm with Tom Cruise. If I see that movie
I
stop and I watch... for the 50th time. And it's not like my favorite. I just know I'm going to enjoy it again.
See, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Danny, are you being glib? Do not be glib.
Do not be glib.
All right. We're
talking about celebrities.
Ray Liotta on a little bit later in the show. Your celebrity run-in. So we got John Stamos and Michael J. Fox and John Travolta and Michael Jordan.
Are we disqualified unless we have a gigantic story? Because I'm assuming we've all met a fair amount of celebrities.
Yeah, of course.
Unless we have a great story, are we disqualified from this event?
Well, yeah. I will tell you that it's easy. First off, if you run into any... As far as people go, you spending a minute and 22 seconds with that person on any given day you run into them is not a great sampling of the person. It probably takes a few years of you working with someone to really know the cut of their jib. So celebs realize that you have one encounter with somebody and then they go off and report to the rest of their friends. Some care, some don't. I'm sort of somewhere in between. But then you realize even when you have innocuous, innocent run-ins with people, they can take it and they can twist it and they can whatever it. And the thing that's funny is running into one of those people 10 years later. I had to do I don't even know what I had to do over here, but I had to videotape something here at work about a couple of months back. And there was a Asian director who I believe is an Asian guy. He came in. And he had all kinds of ideas of things for me to do for this video that we were going to do, this little presentation. And it involved walking down the hall and casting people and using Jack Silver's office and all sorts of stuff. And I thought, you know, this is too long, too convoluted, not very funny. Why don't we just let me do what I do best and we'll do it that way. And it'll be fast and it'll be better for both of us. He sort of fought me on it. He didn't want to do it that way. He had something planned out in his mind, and we kind of went back and forth. And eventually I had to just sort of play the a-hole card, which you have to do every once in a while. You try to be nice the first three or four times around. And then about the fifth time, I said, look, maybe you didn't hear me right. Either we do it the way I'm suggesting, or we don't do it. So
of course,
we'll
making
just,
the word suggested now, really.
Right. More than a suggestion. Decree.
Yeah.
So
very nice.
I probably didn't need to have the scroll and the guy in the pointed shoes read it and ring a bell before I said it. That was a little much.
The mayor of Munchkinville came out and just rolled that thing
I
down.
I sat on a throne and I hit the guy with my scepter.
That was
the
much,
point.
Yeah.
The point is he then got a look on his face and he said, you know, this isn't the first time we've worked together. And I said, oh, it isn't. I don't remember working with you in the past. And he said, I was just a lowly intern, and it was in Panama City for spring break for MTV, and you about ruined me. And I said, you know, I'm pretty easy on the help. As a matter of fact, I have a sort of Robin Hood type retarded policy, which is I'm evil to all the suits and all the CEOs and all the producers and all the people that make a lot of money, and then sugary sweet to everyone who makes under $10 an hour, because right. I remember what that was like, and I don't want to be an a-hole. I love the idea of being combative and an a-hole to the man who gets in his Mercedes and drives up to his Palisades home, but I can't stand the idea of kicking the crap out of some guy's going to his crappy apartment with his six roommates in the bad part of town. So I overcompensate that way. So I was like, you're an intern and I was bad. Oh, yes. You about ruined me. You about got me out of the business before I started. I thought, what the? I remember going to Panama City for spring break. I remember we're doing a live MTV show, which was a huge pain in the ass, but there was, you know, 2,000 kids and some outdoor venue. We're doing Loveline. And I remember the guest was Mike Myers. Right. And I also remember the movie he was plugging was Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. And the thing that was funny is Mike Myers told me 9 times, it is not Austin Powers. It is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. And he must have had an inkling at the time that people are just going to call it Austin Powers as they do as now. They do. And you can't force people to do stuff that they don't want to do. But he made sure that these 8 more words were tacked onto the back of the movie that we all know is Austin Powers now. But the point is, and it was funny because it was like, God, this is a weird movie. I remember him showing me a trailer. Yeah. What the hell is this?
I thought it was the biggest mistake ever when I saw the trailer.
Turns out it wasn't. But the point is I said, well, please. Now I'm curious to this director now, 10 years ago or 8 years ago, however long it was. I said, what did I say and how did I react? Because it's not like me to get on a underling. It's like me to get on it with the man when the man forces me to say something, but not an underling. And he said, well, here's what happened. And again, he prefaces his statement by saying, this about ruined me, about broke me, and about got me out of the business. I said, well, tell me the exchange, because I'm curious how this went down.
Because you know by your nature he's going to be wrong.
I'm very confident when somebody says, you yelled at me, you hurt me, you made me feel horrible. All I was a fresh-faced kid who wanted an autograph, and you jumped down my throat. When somebody says that, I think, okay, go ahead and tell me. Now, when my wife says, you were cold, you were distant, you didn't make eye contact with my friends, and you tuned out halfway into what I was saying, I go, I'm sorry, don't tell me what I did. Because right. I know I do that. Right. But when someone says, right, I came up to you, I told you I was a big fan, and you were evil to me, I think, please tell me this story, because that doesn't sound like me. Right.
That never happens to most people I know.
How did you ruin this guy?
Well, according to him, I was sitting at the makeup chair. And I was getting my makeup put on, and it was right in the trailer right before we went out in front of the big crowd in Panama City. And the producer said to him, go ask Adam if he wants something to drink. I didn't say, I need something to drink. They said, go ask Adam if he wants something to drink. So he, the new intern, low man on the totem pole, walked up to me, who was getting my makeup put on, and said, would you like anything to drink? And I said, okay, how about a peach Snapple? And he said, all right. And then he proceeded to tell me a story where he went to 3 different liquor stores all over town looking for peach Snapple. Now, here's where the story gets weird. He says they had peach Snapple iced tea, but I couldn't find peach Snapple anywhere. Like I said, I need peach puree or something, or puree. Right. Like, as if there is peach in just a sort of raw form, like you're going to get somewhere. When I said peach Snapple, it's like saying, you said get me a Yoo-Hoo, but not a Yoo-Hoo chocolate milk.
Right.
It's like, I know, I just said get a Yoo-Hoo, that implied chocolate milk. When I say give me a peach Snapple, seeing how Snapple only makes flavored iced teas and nothing else. And by the way, it's not Kern's fruit nectar, it's just iced tea.
Right.
Right. And if you couldn't find peach, wouldn't you just get a few other flavors and say, hey, sorry?
No, he found peach.
He did.
He found peach all over the place.
No, this
That's
guy
the
was
thing.
By his own petard,
it
for
said
sure.
iced tea, and I didn't say iced tea.
Ah, got it.
That's the part that's crazy.
And they ruined this cat's life.
And then you threatened to fire him, right?
Well, here's the other thing. So he goes to 3 liquor stores, and eventually he comes back and he says, I couldn't find any peach Snapple. Now, he doesn't say the part where, again, I found peach Snapple iced tea. He just says I couldn't find any peach Snapple. He thought I wanted crushed peach made by the Snapple company, who only makes flavored iced tea.
Right.
So, again, I guess I could have said, get me a peach Snapple iced tea. But I said, just get me a peach Snapple. He looked everywhere, said he couldn't find it. Then he came back to me and said, I couldn't find the peach Snapple, which I thought meant he couldn't find the peach Snapple iced tea. And I said, well, okay. Well, so then what did I say to you at that point? And he said, you said, get me whatever, then just get me whatever. And I said, that's an example of a horrible run-in with a celebrity. You came up to me, asked me if I wanted something to drink. I said, get me a peach Snapple. You couldn't find it. So when you came back a half hour later and said you couldn't find it, I said, all right, fine. Well, just give me whatever then. That's your example. Now, then the argument really started because he said, you sent me to find a peach Snapple. Peach Snapples don't exist. Peach Snapple iced tea exists. And now, at a certain point, I wanted to throttle this little
ass. And you should have, because the story has now been for years that Adam Carolla demands exotic drinks. And when I went to the first place and I couldn't find it, it was unacceptable to Mr. Carolla. He's not going to have something. It became into your, the queen. Because I know how this story works. I hear the story about me all the time, and I don't want anything but a job and a roof over my head. You know, I'm nice to everybody, or as nice as I can. You know, I don't come off that nice just because of the way I look and sound. But I'm nice to everybody because I'm afraid all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I spend my life pretty nervous in the work environment around real people. So, but I've had stories of me where they were just made it. Well, you've looked at a guy and you said, how's it going? And they'll go for years about, he just dismissed me. He looked at me and goes, how's it going?
I know. Like, everyone walks around feeling a certain way, and that's fine. You can feel like you were raped. That doesn't mean your consensual encounter with an NBA star was raped. You can just feel like a rape victim, or you can feel like people look down on you, or like you're not worth the shoes you're wearing. But that doesn't mean I'm rude. That just means that's the way you feel. Oh, and then he stood in here and we argued in front of Jack Silver's office for 20 minutes about the virtues of a peach Snapple versus peach Snapple iced tea. And he just kept coming back. You said peach Snapple. You did not say peach Snapple iced tea. Thus, I went looking for peach pulp all over the island. Couldn't find it. Wild goose chase. And I'm like, all Snapple makes is flavored iced tea. So when I say Snapple, whatever the goddamn flavor is, that means it's going to be the iced tea. And what would have been wrong with you buying a peach Snapple iced tea and bringing it going,
shot? Will this do?
Will this work? Because this is all they had in the Snapple department.
And then give him his chance to be the a-hole you want him to be instead of giving him the chance.
Here's the real question. Are people that goddamn stupid, or are they secretly passive aggressive and evil? Like, you're standing in front of a huge refrigerator section that says Snapple on it. There are 30 different flavors. One of them says peach Snapple. Hey, wait a minute. He asked for peach Snapple. In very small print, this one says iced tea. He didn't say iced tea. He said peach Snapple.
That guy was out to are be you, hurt by a celebrity.
Yes. Are you stupid or are you passive aggressive, Steve?
Yes.
Either way, your ass should be fired.
Hi,
go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was in the Air Force back in 1981-82 over in Germany. We had one radio or one TV station, Armed Forces Network. Mm-hmm. And at 1 o'clock every day, we got to see General Hospital. And I grew to love the man, Blackie. John
Blackie Stamos, yeah.
And came back to the States after being over there 2 years, went to the hop in Fountain Valley, and sure enough, John Stamos was there with a little entourage, and I walked up to him and I said, hey, Mr. Stamos, enjoyed your show over there in Germany, da-da-da-da-da. The guy invited me to have a cocktail with him.
Mm.
He was with his buddies that were in the Navy themselves.
Yeah, Whitey. Blackie was with Whitey trying to.
Blackie was with the Whiteys, exactly.
Trying to nail underage Beigey. They like some Pam.
Oh, trying to sell his dog from the movies. And I was saying, that's gross. Oh, that's Beigey.
And yeah. he was with Don I'm. And so, anyways, so then we, the guy ended up going to another bar and invited me and my buddy to go in the limousine over to the Yellow House.
Well, Stamos is a super nice guy. Super.
You usually hear that.
He is. I mean, almost to a fault, and that's nice. And it's nice when, especially when you're dealing with servicemen. I think most celebrities will overcompensate and bend over backwards when they realize you're in the military. Right. I don't know. Even the most sort of ardent Democrat who's against the war or the farthest left wing will be great to men in uniform.
Gretchen and I, and Gretchen more so often than I, because I don't go out nearly as often as she does, always pick up the tab for a table full of servicemen or cops or firemen.
I always put on a uniform before I leave the house.
I noticed someone's calling about Jennifer Lopez, and since she was the mentor on Idol this week, it's very timely.
Do not call her J-Lo, Mason.
Yes.
From Las Vegas. What happened with J-Lo?
She's a bitch, man.
Yeah. What happened?
I have never heard a kind word about this woman.
I am a valet parker in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, busy night. I feel it was an opening somewhere, and I'm not going to tell you where I work because I still work there and I can get fired. Mm-hmm. So basically, they pull up, her and Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. They can pull up and it's like $350,000 Bentley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ben automatically pulls out 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Gives it to me.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Palo.
Ooh, I like that.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Comes up to me and goes, it looks at Ben right in front of me and goes, how much did you give him? He goes, I gave him 100. Why? Let's go. And she's like, no, give it to me. And I go, so I'm not going to have my boss looking down my throat. So I give it back to her. She makes change. She goes, oh, do you have change? I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get a 20 or something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me $5.
Wow.
She took the $100 bill back out of your hand and gave you $5.
Out of my pocket, basically. Ugh. I had to reach in my pocket and grab it. And then on the way out, she stiffed me.
Well, a few things. First off, I have a lot of nice cars. I drop them off at the valet every once in a while, and I'll never do that. Be careful. This car's more expensive than you are. You know why? Yeah. Because I've seen enough 80s movies.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is going to jump behind it, commandeer it, and drive it through San Francisco.
You know what? I always know the tabloids are lying about a celebrity being a horrible bitch, even J-Lo maybe. I know they're lying when they do this. They're at the airport, and the plane's about to leave, or something important has happened to happen, and they yell these words. Don't you know who I am?
Right, yes.
Nobody says that.
Nobody says that.
Well, let me see that in the paper. That didn't happen.
Hey, Mason, if somebody gives you $100, though, do you keep their car close so when they want it back, it's right there?
Yeah, that's front and center money right there.
Yeah, but the whole thing is he's rich, she's rich. They were never married, right?
Right.
They didn't
give each other a ton of
money. Remember that big diamond?
But his money is his money. He didn't reach into her purse and give you the $100. He reached
into
his.
Palo wears the pants.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know who's a really good tipper, though, and amazingly nice guy?
Who?
Drew Carey.
I thought you were going to say Jim Carrey.
He's amazing. He's so nice, so pleasant, he just tips very well.
Well, here, and you think you're getting tipped well if you're an Asian hooker.
Hey there, buddy, it's Four Eyes with a bunch of guys never going to be on TV again. He may never be on stage again, so enjoy him on stage four. Drew Carey, he can carry his prodigious sack right into the men's room. Drain it all of its precious fluid. All right.
Just so you know, the reason I said Jim Carrey, there's a list of best and worst tippers that Entertainment Weekly always puts out, and Jim Carrey's always at the top of the best.
Well, a few things on that. Funny because I had a friend of mine. He's a good time. Daniel Kellison is one of the producers over at the Man Show, and he would always yell at me. He's the guy he loves to spend money. He's the guy who, when we had strippers over to the hotel, cleaned out my mini bar feed and intoxicate the strippers. When you see a guy, it's one thing. It's one thing you get bumped. It's happened a few times. He was like, we had parties or whatever. They ended up in my hotel room, and there's like four people sitting around my hotel room smoking at 4 a.m., and some guy tries to get himself a tall Heineken from the whatever. It's like, take two sips on it and then set it down, and then, hey, let's go back to the casino. It's like, that costs $14.
You're drinking it.
Oh, yeah, I will drink it. Yes, I'll force someone to do it. But the point is this guy always would say to me, you don't want people to think you're a bad tipper. You don't want word to get out you're a bad tipper.
Right.
And I said, oh, yes, I do. I want the word. I'm thinking about renting out billboard space.
I want
the word to get out bad tipper. Then when I give the valet over here, when I give Mason from Las Vegas, who's parking my car, $10, he goes, not bad.
Ah.
If I'm Frank Sinatra and the word is out that I'm a huge tipper and I they see Sinatra coming, oh, here's the maitre d'. Oh, here comes Mr. Sinatra. Right. Oh, here's $10.
Do you know that story?
You see what I'm saying?
Do
you know
the
I don't know the story. I'm just you'll tell it in a second. I'm just saying
seconds.
When people think you're a great tipper, you give anything less than $100 if you have a reputation.
But
if you have a reputation being cheap.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, when I pull up a lot of places, even if I'm in a junky car, they'll pull up and go, oh, Mr. Bonaducci, which I always find amusing. You don't need a ticket. I'll put your car right up here, sir. Which means my parking's free, right?
Right.
No. Free parking, you don't need a ticket, means you just got extra care. Your $8 parking just cost you $20.
Right.
It costs three times to park for free what it does to just pay. But here's the Sinatra story really fast. He pulls up to the Ambassador East in Chicago, or West, whatever it is. Gets out of the car, does whatever he does with the doorman, whoever, and he says to the guy, what's the biggest tip you ever got? And the guy says, $100, Mr. Sinatra. He goes, well, here's two. Sinatra starts to walk away, and he turns back, he goes, hey, by the way, who is the guy that gave you the 100? And he goes, you last year. It's a famous Sinatra story.
That is really a great story.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
Me too, and the coolest thing about this whole Phil Spector debacle is
his hair.
That's number one.
And he shot a chick in the face?
Two. But number three, and a close third, is that he goes over to Dan Tana's that night, and when the story broke, he evidently had, $40 worth of food and cocktails or whatever over at Dan Tana's, but he left like a $500 tip.
Wow.
That was the main story. 2 years ago when this whole thing went down was the fact that he left a 900% tip on like a $35 or $40 whatever, which is cool. And it's something, if you do actually go home and shoot a floozy when you get back to your palatial whatever, wherever you live in,
right.
I think he lives in like Willy Wonka's castle or something.
Yeah.
The point is if you shoot some chick you take home, you want to go down as a big tip before you want that as part of this.
Yeah.
Somebody
but
find that. Brian, find that. I'm telling you, he left like $500 on $50.
Even in my world, huge night out.
That is
go
a good
night. Go to Dantana's,
night.
Eat $40, tip $500, go home, shoot a chick, go to bed. Big night.
Big night.
I believe Adam called it shooting a floozy.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a much better name, but it almost sounds like a game like whack-a-mole.
No, I feel bad. I don't want to get any IMUS trouble. Obviously, the woman is dead, and that's never a good thing. I don't know what to call her.
Before the gun went off, was she a floozy?
She was a B
actress.
Before
the gun went off, she was a floozy because she went back with Phil Spector because Phil Spector was Phil Spector, not because he was a delightful 60-year-old crazy man who she wanted to get to know better.
Okay, so let's go with the ignition, with the pulling of the trigger. She became a non-floozy because she became dead.
She became a victim.
Fair enough, okay. I guess that's how our world is going to work for the next month.
From the time that it took the bullet to leave the muzzle and reach her head, she went from floozy to victim. Yes. Sean?
With fine, beautiful, flat hair.
Yes. Sean?
What about Phil Spector?
Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
Hey.
What is up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Great show so far.
Thank you.
So far, judging bastard.
48 minutes in, it's all right. We'll see how it goes.
All right, okay. The jury's still out. Anyway, I grew up in upstate New York, about an hour north of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in a restaurant with a friend, and in comes walking Bill Murray, Stocker Channing, Brian Doyle Murray, and I can't remember his name, but the guy that plays Niedermeyer in Animal House.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nobody knows his name.
No, yeah. Brian will.
Brian.
Niedermeyer!
Wow. And that was in the middle of him trying to figure out how much of a tip Phil Spector left.
I got the Phil Spector info when you want it.
All right, well, tell us what the tip. Can you tell us what it was?
A $55 tab. He tipped at least $500.
Ah, guilt tip.
That was before
he hadn't shot her yet.
He went out. That was just him going out. It's a... How much money do you have to burn when you go out for dinner? The bill is $55. The tip is $550. So, you or $500. You spent $555 on dinner, except for $50 of it was the dinner.
Right.
Crazy. All right, John.
But, of course, it's years later and we're discussing it. There's also the fact that it may be something he wanted to discuss,
yeah,
but that usually doesn't happen. A $500 tip in Los Angeles is not so unheard of.
It is on a $50 tab, though.
Ben Affleck won $800,000 at the table and tipped over $400,000.
Well, that's winning $800,000. This is just going out to the place you eat. All I'm saying is if I am the prosecutor, if I'm the prosecutor, I would use this as evidence as premeditation. Ah. He knew he was going to make the news later on that night by shooting somebody, thus the crazy
tip. Yes, and right after that, he went and adopted a kitten.
Yes.
Knowing that this was all going to come out.
Sean, sorry. I'm sorry. We're digressing. Bill Murray and company.
Right.
Right. So they were there eating dinner for about 45 minutes, and I'm trying to think of something clever. And don't forget, now, this is the mid-'80s, so...
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't usually got any blow. We'll stand in as something clever.
Well, I didn't see any there, so, you know, I was left out of the party. As they're getting up to leave, I realize that around the restaurant there's a bunch of hanging plants, and so it just hit me. So as he's walking right by me, I kind of gently grabbed his arm and said, "You can't go. All the plants will die," mm-hmm. which is what he says to his girlfriend at the beginning of Stripes.
Right.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
He kind of looked at me like, what the heck? And then it hit him. He was like, hey, you just quoted my movie. So he, in that grandiose way that he has, oh, my gosh, guys, you got to come here and listen to this. So everybody gathers around, and he tells what I just did. And then they wound up just pulling up chairs and joined us for about another half hour, 45 minutes, just having drinks and BSing.
Mark Metcalf is Niedermeyer's name, by the way.
Thank you. Now I can sleep tonight.
But thank you.
I want you to know, though, you might have scared him a little bit.
Yeah.
Do we have time to find out if Paul Newman was rude, like Fred says?
Yes,
I've actually heard that about Mr.
Really?
Newman. But real quick, I was talking to a girl that I thought I liked for a moment the other day.
Yeah.
And then she told me David Cassidy's birthday was coming up. And the second she said that, I said, okay, a stalker girl.
You know too much.
You know David Cassidy's birthday and you're talking to me. I have to leave now.
Fred?
Ace.
Yeah, Ace. What's happening? Fred from Long Beach. What's happening, my brother?
Yeah, Paul Newman, and coincidentally, it was at the Long Beach Grand Prix a few years ago, because he used to be a race owner with Carl Haas.
Sure.
Mario Andretti.
Yeah.
Well, I had the whole team. I got, throughout the years, I got everybody's autograph but Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, I see him at the race a couple of years ago. So, I'm cool. I come up, hey, Mr. Newman, could I get your autograph? And he starts giving me like a 10-minute lecture on why he doesn't give autographs.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, I just couldn't believe it. And I love Paul Newman, you know, the American icon, Cool Hand Luke.
I think he's sort of blowhardy and curmudgeonly. And the other thing I don't respect about Paul Newman is he's been married to the same woman for 55 years. For Christ's sake,
that's
one of the best looking men in Hollywood.
Right.
I don't respect
that. Well, she either tolerates or she doesn't.
Oh, you're saying...
Right.
Okay. Yeah, there are chicks that'll just put up with it. There's a famous story about, I told you this, George Burns and Gracie Allen. He cheated on her, bought her a $30,000 sable coat, but she wasn't supposed to know. And about 5 years later, she said, I wish George would cheat again. I need a new coat.
Imagine that guy with the huge glasses and cigar on top of you.
Paul Newman, though, instead of just saying, no, I don't have time, he gave you a lecture on the relative merits.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think, I mean, every time I see Paul Newman interviewed, I think blowhard. As a matter of fact, when him and now Robert Redford, whenever they talk to them about Sundance or whenever they talk to them about Butch and Cassidy reunited or whatever it is, they're both super waxy blowhards who appear to have zero sense of humor. It is amazing how many people in the entertainment field, now, comedians as well, oftentimes, surprisingly.
Yeah, but they're dark and sickening, and that's interesting on its own.
Right.
These guys are just boring blowhards.
You're entertainers. You're actors. You play comedic roles. You play serious roles.
Hey,
seriously, do you have to take yourself? Yes.
I even told him, I said, because I use his products, you know, I love the
dressing.
Right.
The dressing, and, mm-hmm. and he even talked a little bit about it, but he kept lecturing, if I give autographs, I'll never get nothing done. And
he had terrible grammar?
He could have signed your stupid T-shirt in 3 seconds. Instead, he takes 13 minutes and gives you a long-winded explanation about why he doesn't do it.
That's if he cares. And the other day, like I said, when I was in Hollywood and Highland, and by the way, there's a funny story about photographs if you wish to hear that later. I allot time to get from one place to the next because most people are from Iowa and stuff, and it's a big deal. It's not like here where you step over people like me in the street, and you used to actually step over me in the street. But from people from Iowa, the guy from the Partridge Family and the talk show is a fairly big deal. They enjoy it.
Yes, if you go down to Hollywood Highland here, it is a mecca for tourists.
Yeah.
So will sign things as opposed to heading down to West L.A., or to a spot
right.
where there's just indigenous
right.
rich people.
And since you don't know how to use your cell phone, camera phone, you then cause other people to wonder what you're taking a picture of. And now it does take me 15 minutes to cross from one store to the next. The point is, though, I got the time. I got 15 extra. You can sit down and eat your lunch with me because I was out of work for 14 years. I'll sign whatever. I'll sign your face. I'll lick your face.
He'll sign it and then lick it off. Mike?
Good morning, Ace Man.
Quickly, Mike. What celebrity did you run into?
I ran into this guy, don't know if you know him very well, a guy named Jimmy Kimmel.
Sounds familiar.
This is amazing.
Is he on In Living Color?
No, I think he got booted from that. He's on that morning talk show with Maury Povich, I think.
This is damn exciting stuff.
You know, when I try to be funny, it's bad enough. When you try to be funny, it's
worse.
A goddamn abortion, Mike.
Mike, this is a debacle.
All right, so go ahead. You ran into Kimmel, and what did he do?
Well, my cousin's a lighting director for Huey, so I've seen him several times. He's just a great guy.
He's a big fan of Huey Newton.
Yeah.
No, Huey Newton. Huey Lewis.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
I love Huey Lewis. He wants a new drug.
Yes.
So you met Kimmel?
Yeah, he's just a nice guy, quiet. He was hanging with, I forget the guy's name, big tall guy.
Adam Carolla?
There's a guy by the name of Tall John right. who we hang out
Jealous?
With. Yes.
He was on TV. He was one of the Somebody Loves Raymond or something.
Oh, Brad Garrett.
No, yes, Brad Garrett. Yes, everyone.
Yeah, right.
Raymond.
That's it.
All right. So far,
this story involves one of our guy's best friend and still sucks.
Yeah.
How do you get through the day?
Well. He seemed nice enough. Sorry. I saw Kimmel
Goodbye.
Up there. I thought it'd be good.
Yes. Can I say briefly, though, for all these people who've been kind of trashed, maybe they were jerks, but occasionally you could catch somebody on a bad day. Like I, as low on the list as I am, and I was doing While You Were Out, I was in an airport, and I guess I always try to be nice to people who recognize me from doing While You Were Out, but apparently one day I wasn't. This woman went online and she wrote, I met Teresa Strasser in the airport. She looked terrible. She was wearing a brown sweatsuit and she wasn't very nice. And then when I read it, I felt terrible. And then I remember that the day I was wearing that brown sweatsuit, I was flying to my stepfather's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was probably in a terrible mood that day because I was on my way to a funeral.
That's the difference between us. I was actually carrying my father's body as carry-on luggage and still in a pretty good mood.
Stuffing the old man in the overhead.
You could catch somebody on a bad day.
That's when if I go to a restaurant and it's good, I go, I went to Steve's restaurant, it was excellent. If it was bad, I went to a restaurant. Because they could have had an off day. Why hurt somebody's business? You know, this is just a fun kidding around job, but we still do have some power. We can hurt a guy's business just because the chef had an off day or his kid was sick or something like that. So I think you should be real careful with what you throw around about.
Yeah, I don't want J-Lo to have me killed.
Well, speaking of business.
Adam Carolla's gay.
We got to take care of
that was
some
that loud.
Business. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jamie Foxx. Speaking of big celebrities on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Adam's on the phone.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM. 97.1 Free FM is now officially on the Anaheim Ducks bandwagon because they're in the playoffs. So come watch the Ducks take on the Minnesota Wild in the Stanley Cup quarterfinals with 97.1 Free FM's Leo Quinones and the Bod Squad. Because they'll be signing you up to win autographed Ducks merchandise and playoff tickets. So get down to the ESPN Zone at Downtown Disney this Sunday for the game starting at 5. And while you're there, check out the sexiest thing on four wheels, the 97.1 Free FM Hustler Casino Van. Power played by the Anaheim Ducks and 97.1 KLSX Free FM Anaheim. FM Talk Stick.
Oh, wow.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Scores is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. This takes LA gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flint to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest-growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with speech-level singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henney Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX. Free up. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, Oprah Winfrey.
This Nubian sorceress now rules over this country? Yeah.
That was Adam Explains Oprah Winfrey to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, speaking of Nubian, but now to Nubian warrior, Jamie Foxx. Out book August in April.
This is giving me someone to beat.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx will be a tough one to beat. He gave us a good interview later on in the morning yesterday. Some of you who are listening now may
only
have...
handicap would be fun. He gave us everything we wanted. Oh, he's an Academy Award winner. He talked about chicks.
He talked about Don Imus, and he had very, very interesting things to say on
only
that.
Handy, the only thing beatable about him would be a bigger star. It's going to be hard. A more gnarly interview or physically in a chair. Because otherwise, he's the front runner, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the week, you mean?
For the week. Maybe hard to beat, though, Kobe Bryant. Well, anyway. You listen and tell us what you think. For a guy who can do anything, you do a dramatic role, you do a comedy, you could sing, you could do an album, what do you want to do the most next? And you want to just keep doing different things?
I want to keep doing, like, different things that ain't, off the beaten path in a sense, because, I mean, when you think about it, like, when you look at, like, the comedies of Will Smith and Chris Tucker, and all, they already had those things kind of, like, locked down. So when you do something like Ali or Ray Charles or whatever like that, we were kind of building our own, kind of like our own little thing. And then, like, even with the live show, and I'm coming to Fresno with a live show.
That's what I wanted to say.
I come out and I smash, like, 20, 25 minutes worth of comedy for all the young comedians that think that they, that I done dropped my comedy sword or whatever like that. I keep that heated up. And then we go to the music. That's something for the ladies. And then we got some surprises. You know what? I'm going to make it do what it do. So I just try to, like, do things that people, aren't doing right now and try to make those things happen.
So you're going to be at Fresno or in Fresno tomorrow night.
Michelle.
Jamie Foxx, Unpredictable, live in concert.
Yeah.
So it's comedy, it's music, and it's guests as well.
Yeah, and I had to do an apology for Fresno because I had to cancel because I was sick when we're supposed to do the show.
They hear us in Fresno.
I'm coming and giving it all.
Yeah, so you go to Fresno, then San Jose this Saturday, and then Los Angeles coming up next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, man.
You know, does it ever intimidate you talking to a guy like this? We're talking to Jamie Foxx. He says, well, first we'll do the comedy because I'll show him I can drive my comedy. Then we'll play a little piano. That's for the ladies. And then I'm going to do what I do. And it's like, I get on stage and I can make that fart sound with my armpit.
Yeah.
And we have reached the end of my talent.
It's only good for about 45 minutes, yeah, and then it starts to get boring.
Well, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying? Jamie, you've got no trouble with the ladies. You're not married, right?
No, I'm
yeah, me either.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Why ruin it? Why blow it?
Are you dating anyone?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I date.
I mean, are you dating everyone?
I mean, you got to be selective, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, well, I mean, this is a good time, right. You know? Young, having a good time.
This is a good time to be Jamie Foxx.
It's a good time. Come on, man.
But I think what Jamie's doing... He's doing it the smart way, which he announces. He does what Clooney does. He gets it out there that he's a confirmed bachelor, right, that he's not looking to get married.
Right?
And then anyone who goes out with him knows the ground rules in advance.
Exactly. Then that way you kind of keep the air clear. I think the most important thing is just keeping it honest, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I run into girls and be like, you know, why should you be married? You know,
no,
have a good time.
It's smart. It's sort of like, it's what Snoop Dogg does with the weed, which is he lets everyone know he smokes weed constantly, and then if you walk into his green room and he's toking out, you don't say anything because that's Snoop.
Right.
If you walk into Jamie's green room and he's on top of his publicist, hey, it's Jamie.
That's Jamie.
He's already told you. He's not looking to get married.
Right.
Nah, man, don't blow it.
Smart, yeah.
I'll bet you don't say that in your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do love it when you
is
flirt
anybody
with...
married on the phone right now? You got married?
No.
Alice.
I'm married.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Yeah. I was married until 2 days ago.
Oh, get out of here.
For real.
Danny's getting divorced. As a matter of fact, you guys, by the way, you would never look shorter or whiter than if you're standing next to Jamie Foxx.
Dude, I look short and white next to Ron Howard.
That's terrible.
That's twice Jamie Foxx called me hysterical. I want more money.
Hey, he can open for you. So, so Jamie, you'll be playing. Now, when you do your live show, you'll do the 25 minutes of stand-up, and then you'll go over to the piano. Do you play other instruments, by the way?
Nah, man. I play the piano. I mess around with the little drum machine and whatever like that, but, you know, just the piano. And then the way we do the stand-up, it's like two different shows. We come out, and it's like you think it's a complete stand-up show. Then we come out with some other surprises. I don't want to, you know, let out the bag, but when you see it, it's crazy. And we've had guest stars on the show. We've had Common. We've had Snoop. We've had Kanye West. We've had Ludacris. So, you know, we keep it popping.
When you get behind the 88s there, do you do some Ray Charles stuff?
Yeah,
do you
man,
do some Dreamgirl stuff? Do you do stuff we'll know?
All of that. Because, like I said, this is the first show of its kind where you can actually squeeze a little bit of all of those different characters and the things that you do within your show. That's what makes it different.
And what's the next movie that's coming out for Jamie Foxx?
Next movie is called Kingdom, with Jennifer Garner and Chris Cooper. We track a serial killer over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy.
So it's a farcical Niederberg comedy.
Michael Mann producing.
Ooh,
it's a farcy comedy.
I love Michael Mann.
He did Collateral, right?
He's a monster.
Yeah, yeah. How was that? How about Colin Farrell? How's he doing?
Colin's cool, man.
Colin.
He gets it on in.
He does.
He lives the dream.
Yeah,
sometimes
he ain't playing around with it.
No, I'll tell you, I was in a bar, and this was recently. I just happened to physically be in a bar, not drinking. I don't drink anymore. So anyway, this guy pulls up on the baddest ass Harley I ever saw. He's wearing a wife beater. He's ripped up. He's got some tats, but he's wearing a full face helmet, which is undone on a Harley. Like, it can be pouring rain and icicles. You're not allowed to wear a full face helmet on a Harley.
Not on a Harley.
He can't be done.
Rice rocket, fine.
Right, exactly. And then he pulls it off, and I'm going to make fun of him. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to say anything, but I know I don't like him. I know he's an idiot and just can afford that bike.
Right.
And he pulls it out, and all this hair falls back, and it's Colin Farrell.
George Takei. Oh.
And you realize he has to wear the full face to be able to get through traffic. Because, I mean, I'm the straightest guy in the whole world. And when he turned and looked at me... That's a stunning guy.
Yeah,
and I can see chicks going crazy.
He does it, man. And it ain't no... I was at a basketball game in Miami. And they you know how they put the Jumbotron on all the stars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they put it on him. It was a done deal.
Yeah.
The rap.
Yeah.
And he lives it, too. He embraces it, which is cool, because a lot of times people are like, oh, no, you know, I'm really about my acting. And I'm just... No, he really enjoys it, man. And he brings a party with it. And he's a family dude, too, which makes it even worse.
Right.
Like, he loves his
He'd like to hump your family.
mom, so women just go nuts.
By the way, Jamie, you know who seems to be in love with you? And please be honest.
Who's that?
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, I love Oprah.
She loves you. I've seen the two of you.
When I met Oprah, I was like, man, if she wasn't with Stevan, you know.
Really?
We could try.
I feel like there's a connection there.
Little older.
I mean, it really, really is. I mean, and not only on just the defiant tip, but she gave me like some advice about how not to blow it. Cause you know, I was, when all this stuff started happening, I was getting ready to make a joke out of it. She was like, no, let me take you. She took me to meet Sidney Poitier. I saw you one time and I got a chance to meet him, Quincy Jones and all these different people, man. So yeah, big up.
Would you dig one of the biggest stars in the world telling us the fancy stars he got to meet?
Yeah.
You're still a fan.
Oprah was a mentor to you.
Yeah, huge fan. I mean, you know, when you get thrown in the, because really, like, at the end of the day, you know, my comic and my comedian thing is really, like, you know, where I am. So when I get a chance to meet some of these cats, you know, that I've either made jokes about or, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, thought I'd never meet them, you know, it blows your mind.
You would have sex with Oprah?
What?
You'd get down with Oprah if you could?
I mean, it depends on the situation.
She's single?
If Stedman weren't in the picture.
If Stedman weren't in the picture, man, we can make it happen.
If I was in charge, and it's a good thing that I'm not, I would insist that Jamie Foxx impregnate Oprah.
Hysterical.
And then when she gave birth, I would hold that kid up like the Lion King. Like
or the opening scene from Roots.
Right, like Roots. Absolutely. Roots. But this kid will be the smartest, best looking, most talented, most powerful brain, and we would all hail him, and it'd be the first black president.
We thought the same thing you thought, but ever since Ima said what he said, we're actually afraid as white people to say the words Kunta Kinte.
Oh, man, don't be. Come on. But the thing is, like, when you guys say the thing, we understand where it's coming from.
Oh, thank you.
That's your thing.
So what about Imus, quickly? Should he be pulled off the air? Should he be disciplined?
I think he should be pulled off the air at least for a minute. And the reason being is because it comes from out of nowhere, because Imus is not exactly the funniest guy in the world.
Well, that's the thing.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's kind of like comedy.
When we talk about things, and you know where we come from, we kind of stay in our comic, you know, detached from, you know, we don't look at anything as serious in a sense.
Yes, I think part
of Imus' situation, he's a guy who, when I watch Imus, I really look at Imus to look for, like, newsworthy things and different perspectives. So when he makes those comments to where it was like, you know, the nappy-headed hoe thing, I said, you know, you're just a little out of bounds with that. Right. So let's just take a break for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is an interesting point, and I don't think Imus should be taken off the air. I think something should be done with him. I'm not sure what. I like the free speech stuff, but I'm going to make your point and agree with your point, which is Imus stopped doing comedy in the mid-40s. Somewhere after we dropped the bomb on Japan, he stopped being funny, and he started being political, and he started bringing on big-name political guests and started doing a fairly serious political talk show.
Right.
And then once you go from shock jock to political commentator and you say something offensive, it's no longer Howard Stern saying it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
So it's like, you know, it's the difference, it's the difference between someone who doesn't do stand up and they try to do it and it comes off like, yo, why, you know, it's a little strange. The way it came off is like that's how you really feel.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's all about perception, man. Yeah, when we put our perceptions out there, because all about being a celebrity now is being perception. So whatever they perceive, you know, it came off wrong.
I feel like the most talented athletes, singers, performers in the world, all raised by grandma.
Yeah.
I feel gypped that, you know what? It's not too late. I'm going to drop my kids off with my crazy mom.
So
they can play the piano, so they know the value of a dollar.
Right.
So they can keep it real every time they look at her picture, no matter how much money and praise and coke is being heaped on them, no matter how many women throw themselves at my young son, he's going to be grounded thinking of my grandma. Smart. All right, I got a mission. We're going to take a quick break, and just when you thought the celebrity cavalcade was through, Ray Liotta, one of my favorite actors, Ray Liotta, next on The Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM, The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, genius. That's some groundbreaking stuff you're doing there, pal. Thanks, huh?
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce.
Knock yourself out.
On The Adam Carolla Show.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by ExpressJet, now out of Ontario Airport. Ready, set,
devices.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-MAESTRO. M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask, who else wants one? This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite. Even though someone was just at the fridge, now it's over.
Ow! After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
That you can raise your healthcare expectations and lower your healthcare costs. That a change in your business's healthcare plans could mean a change for the better in your bottom line.
Aetna offers the Aetna Health Fund HMO, an innovative health benefits plan designed just for California businesses to help reduce health benefits costs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that you can keep the things you want in your HMO and get more of the things you need.
The Aetna Health Fund HMO offers the most popular features of typical HMOs, like co-pays for office visits, plus a choice of 37,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our growing statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that before you choose a health plan just because it's familiar, you should get familiar with the Aetna Health Fund HMO.
To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans are offered by Aetna Health of California Incorporated. Health benefits plans contain exclusions and limitations. California network data as of 1-1-07.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. At 13, I was making more money than most of the grown-ups in the neighborhood. I mean, I had more money than I could spend. I had it all.
Ray Liotta is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, this is an honor. Ray Liotta?
That was me, wasn't it?
It was. Certainly was. I say it still is. Ray Liotta, you're here with Adam Carolla. That's moi, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm a
huge fan. I thought Goodfellas, well, I still think Goodfellas is the best movie ever made.
Oh, wow, thanks.
I mean, it just covered so much ground.
He actually sometimes refers to it as Gone with the Goodfellas, or Citizen Goodfellas.
It is that good. And the fact that I'm now reading on my little cheat sheet here that you were not nominated for a major award.
Nothing, yeah.
And that Scorsese did not win, obviously.
Nope.
For Goodfellas.
He lost to Kevin Costner for Dances with Wolves.
Oh, that Dances with Blowhards.
History is not kind to that decision.
No.
Well, they made up for it.
Yes. Yeah, finally.
Yes, just I think it was last year, right?
This year, yeah.
So,
yeah, last year, yeah.
Or whatever, the last one we had. So, Ray, you where do you live?
I live in L.A. I'm from New Jersey, and right now I'm looking out the window to the pouring rain in Manhattan.
So you're working or doing business in New York?
I was just in Europe doing publicity for Wild Hogs, and then I did a week on a movie in Bulgaria. Have you ever been to Bulgaria?
No.
Oh, yeah, last weekend I was hanging out in Bulgaria.
Danny and I ran into each other
on my way
Bulgaria.
Back from Prague.
I enjoy their folk music.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of movies. They're doing a lot of movies out of Bulgaria,
but it's
right?
It's a whole different world, man. It's just, you really come back and understand why people kiss the ground after you've been to a place like that. I mean, people are nice, blah, 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 but it's just a whole different world.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some parts, and I've never been to Bulgaria, but I've been to places near there, and there's sometimes you come back and you kiss the ground, but then you kiss a girl because you appreciate that they wax their lips in America. I didn't know chicks had mustaches. Like, that's normal.
Are the Bulgarians big?
Fans?
Are the Bulgarians big fans of Wild Hogs?
No, not Wild Hogs. That hasn't been there, but they've definitely got DVDs now, and definitely know from Goodfellas and things like that.
Yeah, and they actually have Wild Hogs. How do you think Bulgarians
eat?
Exactly. Bulgaria.
Yeah.
She's a great big fat person.
The thing I like about a place like Bulgaria and a couple other places, they're harder and harder to find, is I love downtrodden white people. Screwed up white people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with the United States.
Up, but it's just a whole different world, man.
Just normally when it's a whole different world, the people don't look like you. It's funny when they look like you and it's a whole different world. I like that. I mean, if a guy's got a bone through his nose and it's a whole different world,
that's
then
true.
So be it. But if he looks like your neighbor and it's a whole different world, it adds a new,
that's
what
I, flavor.
I love the Russians for that. They're as white as ghosts and as troubled as a culture can be. And I like that.
Yeah. Well, then you'd love Bulgaria.
Well, then I'm going. So,
they love the Jews.
Ray Liotta, couple of questions and then an invitation. Slow Burn, which is your latest movie, opens this Friday. Is it LL Cool J's in this? Oh, I've seen this. Jolene Blaylock is in it. Taye Diggs. Give us a little rundown on the movie plot.
It's a thriller. I'm a DA running for mayor. I'm involved in a relationship with Jolene, and things start happening that I don't. For once, I'm not the guy going around choking people. Somebody else is.
Oh, you're not doing the crazy eyes thing?
No crazy eyes.
Do you know your best crazy eyes were in that cop movie with Kurt Russell?
That was whacked out.
You were spooky, dude. And it takes a lot to spook me, like just a guy, like wolves and monsters and all stuff, fine, but just a regular guy trying to be more frightening than me. You were spooky, man.
Like in Goodfellas, when you're being chased by the helicopter and you're all beaked up on speed, I mean, right. You really looked high and crazed.
Right.
It looked like maybe...
It was acting.
Yeah, acting. Right. Well, and no pharmaceutical help during that scene?
No. The way Marty cuts it, the editing was...
Cuts
really
the coke there. Or cuts the scene?
Does he use mannitol or manite?
You mean edits.
The music.
The way he steps on, I mean, edits the movie.
And I think what it is so many people could relate or to that kind of situation that I think they just kind of brought their own baggage into it.
Didn't you? Yeah, maybe that was just me. But did you stay up for 24 hours straight before you shot the scene or anything?
No.
I mean, you
good
were sweaty.
No, because it's like any movie, you know, you're doing some things, you know, in the beginning of the movie, then, you know, the end of it, it's not in sequence, so.
Well, that's the funny thing. That was probably the first day of shooting.
I like to think about Field of Dreams, Ray.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
I missed that, Ray. Too.
Yeah, where's that, Ray?
Can we talk to
this
him?
One, this one, in this movie, it's a softer version.
It's back.
Slow Burn.
It's back to Field of Dreams, Ray, and not crazed cop gone bad, Ray.
With a little touch of Dumbo drop.
Yes.
Ray, is it true that you're actually not Italian?
I'm adopted. I don't know exactly what I am. We have a theory that it's probably a little in there.
Gotta be.
You want to talk about hitting the jackpot with adoption. Normally, you just get someone who's struggling with an eating disorder who tries to stab you with a crocheting needle on her 18th birthday and yells, "You're not the boss of me." But you get the guy from Goodfellas?
The guy from Goodfellas and President Ford.
Wow.
Those are the two big adoptees that I'm aware of.
The only two that have ever worked out.
Yeah, President Ford was adopted.
Really? I didn't know that.
By your parents, by the way. You should know that.
Yeah, he's your brother. Didn't I tell you?
Can you imagine?
I'll say
that's
this.
That's what you hope for when you're, you know, you're before you find your parent.
Right.
You're hoping that it's some, you know, rich person, some rich family or something like that.
Yes. If you adopt two kids, fine. If you adopt 19... I want investigation.
Right.
Something's up.
No, if you have a cat, I'm all right with you. If
right.
you have nine
same,
cats, same I can't
rule,
possibly
same
sleep
rule
with you
twice. Cats and adoptions. Ray.
I just read in the paper today that Madonna's going looking for another kid.
I'm gonna send my team over to investigate.
Because one is fine.
No, but
that's
she's looking to adopt from Prada this time.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
I have a quick series of basically yes or no questions for you, Ray Liotta, because it would take too long to explain, but you're in the running for the best celebrity of the month, and I need to see how we fare in a couple of quick questions.
This is important, Ray.
All right, first off, cake or pie for Ray Liotta? Cake or pie?
Cake.
Cake. Okay, we're going to move forward. How do you feel about Prince?
Edward or Harry?
Nice.
Purple Rain
Good
Prince.
Purple Rain Prince.
Oh, I don't.
You don't like him?
I don't think about him.
Okay, good enough. Good enough answer. And junior college, for or against?
I'm for it.
I'm going to give you a quick bonus one. Flavored tea. Do you enjoy flavored tea or do you like regular iced tea?
Regular
iced tea. All right, good enough. Ray Liotta. I don't know where the hell the time went, but Ray, can I extend an invite to you if you're going to be in New York? I'm going to have a movie at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Really?
Yes.
That you directed, you're in?
I wrote or co-wrote it, and I star in it.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Hammer. And it'll be kicking off the Tribeca Film Festival, and they're having the big red carpet and all that in the big theater, and I'd love to extend an invitation to you.
Wow, well, I'm here to Saturday. Is it before then?
No, you'll be back in L.A., sadly. It's not till the end of the month.
All right, a private screening when I'm back.
All right, buddy. Sure. I'll bring the popcorn and the scissors to put the hole in the bottom. I'm that big a fan. Ray Liotta and the Crazed Lab. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news. Oh, T, you can tease. Give us a quick tease.
Here's something you shouldn't say.
No napper-headed hoes.
All right, we'll do that next. Slow Burn, by the way. Ray Liotta opens this Friday, and we'll be back with the news next on The Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM, The Adam Carolla Show.
I was running late for class, and I had a left turn signal that was red. And it was clear, so I went for it. And I want to thank you for that, because I didn't miss my final.
Stick around for more with Adam. Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in the morning.
Danny, I'm sorry, but I ask guys, when's Valentine's Day? And if he goes, I don't know, I go, we can hang.
To Frosty, Heidi, and Frank at work.
Men have the intuition women don't.
And Tom Likas driving you home.
What women really like is men who treat them like crap.
Hey, we're here for you, guy.
Yeah, bring on the meth wars.
97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Home Ownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Homefront Mortgage wants to show you how much we appreciate your business. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. Right now, we're offering a special loan program that's 2% below your qualifying rate. It's easy. It's the 1-2-3-step loan. Let's say you qualify for 7.99% on your loan. The first year, you'll only pay 5.99. The second year, you only pay 6.99. The third year, it becomes fixed at your loan's original rate of 7.99. No negam, no adjustments. It's fixed. It's easy. Just like 1-2-3. If you have a negam, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. And if you're facing foreclosure or receive a notice of default, we have a home saver program to help you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
All this month on the Adam Carolla Show, your chance to win $10,000.
It's 10 grand of my money.
Outbook August in April.
Mike August books our talent.
The bar is pretty low.
You book a celebrity on the Adam Carolla Show.
We factor in level of celebrity.
Then you factor in level of performance.
Right. Anyone can win.
$10,000.
Even Mike August.
Mike August, you have something to prove.
What do I have to prove?
Well, you lost last time.
Outbook August in April.
It's your job, man!
On the Adam Carolla Show.
This is why I love this country. We got next to no guests, or if they were, there were people you had to explain.
Huh?
It's always bad when you preface things with, we have the guy from...
Yeah.
She's the girl from the Overstock.com commercials.
Yeah. See,
she's really pretty.
I'd do okay with her.
You don't do that.
You get me the bedazzler chick, I'd be in heaven.
You don't do that with Michael Jackson or J-Lo or anyone like that. As a matter of fact, Madonna or Cher, you just use the first name.
Right.
You don't use the girl from the...
Material Girl.
The Material
like when she
Girl.
She was like a virgin. Remember that one?
By the way, Mike August has an excellent booking. I just want you guys to know that he is not taking this lying down. I believe he booked Rod Stewart's son for later in the week.
Well,
okay,
right.
Now wait a minute. Wait a minute, just so you know.
He's on a reality show.
I don't care what he's on. Part of what he delivers is part of the voting, right?
Right.
I beat his ass.
You did.
Knocked him out.
Well, perfect then.
Interesting.
Now, see, here's the thing. If Rod,
and he's a big, he's the guy Ben Affleck pulled off that other guy that he was beaten to death at Nubo.
Nobu?
Nobu. No. I don't go to fancy places.
What kind of workout? What kind of workout joint is this, Nubo?
You go.
You burn
Mickey
a lot of
D's.
Calories.
Mickey D's. I know. Nobu, Nubo. I ain't paying the money.
Listen, I call it no food because I leave there. I'm hungry.
I kicked him right in the head.
Well, the point is if he comes in here later in the week or next week and he's loaded and he gets in a fist fight with Bonaducci, his stock will go up. I don't know if he beats Jamie Foxx or Ray Liotta. But if he beats Bonaducci physically,
he
may jump ahead. And again, this is about the name and then what you did.
Right.
Obviously, if someone comes in here, says, Goodbye Crew World and puts a 44 under their chin and blows their head off on our live radio show, is distressing as that would be, his family would have $10,000.
Do me a favor, give it to Dante and Isabella, not Gretchen.
Oh, it's not going to be you, brother. Anyway, where the hell were we? Yeah. Teresa, yes, the news.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
The fallout from Don Imus' nappy-headed hose comment continued yesterday. MSNBC announced that they will no longer be simulcasting his radio show. All of the news networks were talking about Don Imus, what he said, should he have said it, what did he mean, what should happen to him, should he be fired. Now, this was interesting, I thought. Bob Schieffer, who's the CBS news anchor, is a friend of Don Imus, and he was put in an interesting position. What should he do? He didn't like what the guy did, but he's a friend of his. Here is Bob Schieffer on The Early Show.
He's a longtime friend. He's done so much good for so many people over the years. He's always been very nice to me. He is my friend. I'm not going to sever a relationship with someone who's my friend because of a remark that he has apologized for and seems sincere about it. But I have to tell you, Harry, I hate what he did, and it's inexplicable to me and indefensible.
That's right. We met waiting for the earth to cool.
We were sharing a bowl of primordial soup.
He invented bowl of magma.
He had an idea for something called fire.
And then the wheel.
And then later on, the wheel. So we go way back.
Well, the normally media-shy Jesse Jackson also came out to discuss his opinion.
That
about
little wallflower opened up his soup cooler?
He opened up his soup
it's
cooler.
It's nice to see him come out of a shell once in a while. What's he been up to? Looking for, I guess he's with OJ, looking for the killer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he's actually with Keith Olbermann, and here is some of what he had to say.
Where are the black show hosts on MSNBC? I mean, that you look at yourself and others, from 3 o'clock at night to midnight, not a single black show host, all Latino, all day, all night, all white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Where? You know you're blowhard when you do the H in every word, because normal people say where. But you go, where?
Oh, I didn't even follow it first. Yeah, okay.
That's a blowhard move. Silent
H. Yeah, well, you take that silent H and you go,
okay, are you a blowhard if you refer to Van Gogh as Van Gogh, even though it's right?
Yes. Van Gogh.
Even though it's correct, I think you're a blowhard for doing it correct.
Well, here's the thing that I want to explain to the black community.
And we appreciate it.
And they don't seem to get this. There are certain jobs, certain professions, certain whatevers that attract certain groups. There's a lot of white firemen. It's a job that attracts white guys.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know where.
I don't know when.
But I do know when, yes. It just does. And there are jobs that attract different ethnicities. There's not so many Asians on TV. Why? Doesn't work with their culture that well. Doesn't seem to attract
network news.
Them.
You got to have an Asian chick in network news.
There's a Connie Chung here and there, but generally Asians, not whatever they are in the population,
not really well
not
represented.
Well represented. Right. Hispanic, not really well represented either. Blacks, probably overrepresented, certainly as opposed to Asians and Latinos and many other cultures that aren't on TV. I'm okay with that. I don't think it's Whitey always. I don't think Whitey has his finger on the button of everything. I just think there's certain things that happen to go the way they go. I feel like, well, there's a lot of people of color in the NBA and the NFL, and that's the way it goes. And every time you go through LAX and you go through airport security, it's almost all black. Why? I don't know. I don't know who made that decision. I don't know how it works. I do know, like neighborhoods, when one family moves in from, well, you take Glendale. I don't know how come, and this is out here in Southern California, I don't know why there's so many folks from, where the hell's Glendale? It's all
Armenian. Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's all Armenian. I don't know how it works. Now, I imagine an Armenian family moves into Glendale. They send for their friends and family. Right. They then have more friends and family, and there it goes. Is it Whitey's fault that Glendale is all Armenian?
Right. I never understood that at all. I lived in Detroit, which has more Arabs in it than any place but Arabia.
Right.
It's just like, well,
I think some family moves in, and then other families, for example, you know, my grandparents came from Europe. They all went to the Bronx because they all had friends and family that were already in the Bronx.
Too bad they didn't stay. The point is I do understand that TV is a little bit different, but when I turn on CNN or I turn on any thing, I am seeing the Rainbow Coalition these days.
Yeah.
I am seeing folks of not only black, white, Asian, Hispanic, but then I'm seeing mixes. I don't know what Sullivan O'Brien is.
Soledad?
Soledad, sorry.
She is the union of all races.
Right.
Right. She's like somebody, she is like some sort of batter where they took different ingredients from all around the world and tossed them into one Cuisinart. I don't know anymore. I've stopped caring. I think with the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world, I think they've been passed by. I think it behooves them to go to the mountaintop and shout that we live in a racist society because they're no longer necessary anymore because we don't need them. We needed them at a certain time in this society when there was segregation, when people were being hauled off to prison. Now we have DNA technology that's getting guys out of prison. We're not, there's no more small town sheriffs who, you know, have the pinch of skull in their cheek and are racist and are busting out the taillight of the black guy.
So they can say that's why we pulled you over, son?
Yes. Right. I don't say it's not an issue anymore. I just think these guys are like janitors and they're like janitors who look to the right, look to the left, tip over a garbage can, then come walking into the hallway and go, "Oh, look at this mess."
And I used to scare people every now and again.
So they'd feel that they needed you.
Yeah,
right.
We're the kind of guy who would drive by and put a tag in your doors to prove that we had been there.
Right.
And every now and again, I'd light an M80 before I left with a cigarette, so it'd go off like 15 minutes later.
Lots of folks would argue that racism is still alive and well.
Yeah, I'm sure it is alive and well.
It's huge.
But
it's
also
a huge problem.
People don't listen.
It's a huge problem every day.
People don't listen.
Oh, we are racist society.
Here's what I heard, okay? Adam's talking about Soledad O'Brien, correct? And that she's like this kind of batter that somebody put together in this great Cuisinart and out came up a lot. Here's what I heard. Soledad O'Brien should be battered, and thrown into a Cuisinart.
That's
now somebody is going to call somebody and say, "Did you hear what Carolla said? Because somewhere between these microphones and our headphones come out a different show. Hopefully as entertaining and as compelling as the one we hear, but it's not the one we hear. When I get home and the wife starts yelling at me about stuff I never said, because it comes out different to her girlfriend and then repeats differently to her." That's what happens. And that's what happened with Imus.
Well, the real loser here in this case was the Tennessee women's basketball team that won the championship.
Okay, you're right. I never thought of it.
By the way, they won't be on Oprah today, but the Rutgers girls will be on Oprah.
First off, Tennessee barely got done cutting down the nets, and people were talking about Rutgers. And I guarantee you, 2 years from now, scratch that, make it 2 weeks from now, when you stop someone in the street and you go, "Who won the NCAA women's basketball championship in 07? They'll go, "Rutgers."
Yeah. Nobody even remembers who they played.
Right.
That's right. So the real losers are the women's. We should have them on.
Boy, you know what?
Angie, book the, Tennessee Volunteers.
Something. That's because, I don't know why, because maybe I just don't care about sports and I think this Imus thing is ridiculous. I backed off doing a show about it when I found out that he works for this company just because it's usually my job to be provocative.
Right.
And we'd been talking about him being an old man and blah, 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 blah. The truth is, now after watching it, I think this has gone so far out of proportion, it's outrageous.
Well, of course. It's news feeding on news, and news is news because it's news, not because some other news outlet has handled it. I now think news organizations are reporting on what other news organizations are reporting on instead of deciding what is newsworthy and what is not. Imus is guilty of being old and trying to hip it up with things he's heard young people saying, thus keeping his edge.
Actually, right. Repeating things he heard people say a split second ago. He repeats another man immediately.
Right. That's his producer who throws in the word ho.
He doesn't say
right.
ho. Right, he said they're tough women. He said they're tough women with tattoos. Is what he said.
Right, and then the producer said hoes, and then he said ho and nappy headed, which is really the culprit here. But whoever the producer is that introduced the word ho into the conversation should be, have some liability in this as well.
Well, that's interesting because yesterday you made the point that Imus is really guilty of being wildly irrelevant.
Right.
Mainly.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And using the word ho was just, he was just an old guy trying to be hip. But this was a big topic yesterday of debate. Who should be able to use the word ho? Can black people use
paying
the word
ho? Customers.
Well,
right now, right now, if you are a paying customer, you get to say ho.
And sharecroppers. Because let's not forget.
Whereas these basketball players, these are athletes. These are not hookers. They're not prostitutes. They're Division I athletes.
Right.
An African-American race relations historian named Marvin Dunn spoke about the use of the word ho on the Today Show. Here's what he had to say.
How can I use the term ho to describe a black woman and then get upset when a white person does it? We taught white America to use that term to describe our women.
Nice.
And we should be ashamed of the fact that we did that. We should start with cleaning up our own act.
Who's that?
He's a African-American race relations historian named Marvin Dunn.
Listen here, black America, when we use ho or even the N-word, it's just a tip of the cap. It just means we enjoy listening to the rap music and we're trying to indoctrinate ourselves into the culture. That's all.
Rabbi, I must admit, I didn't know until I heard it.
Well, there's an adage here, which is, is this
bros before hoes?
Well, no, that's good. Sincerest form of flattery.
Imitation.
Imitation, yeah. Sincerest form of flattery. So when Whitey tries to use the black vernacular, we are trying to imitate.
Okay.
Take it as a compliment.
Basically, what we're saying is that Kevin Federline is really complimenting all black people.
That's what he's doing.
As much as possible.
They would prefer he not.
I know. Everybody would prefer he just got hit by a bus. No matter where Rosa Parks was sitting in it, he should be hit by a bus.
Federline loves black people more than Paul Simon.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Now, in the Duke lacrosse.
No white man that loves black people.
In the Duke lacrosse, Duke lacrosse, and I don't mean your porn name. The Duke lacrosse sexual assault case, all charges have been dropped. Let's take a brief listen to the press conference. This is North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper.
Based on the significant inconsistencies between the evidence and the various accounts given by the accusing witness, we believe these three individuals are innocent of these charges.
Few thoughts. First off, no S, Sherlock. Every person that thought right knew this almost immediately. Secondly, this is another instance of the folks that are so-called representing the voice of the black folks that are just rallying up everyone and shaking everyone's snow globe. Really, what is that we're a nice little beehive. Everyone's doing their job. Everyone's buzzing around, and then Al Sharpton has to come throw a rock at it, and then all the bees get agitated and start buzzing around, and someone gets stung, and then he goes on to his next gig because he has no gig, thus he can never be fired.
Right.
Obviously, it was clear these guys didn't do it 10 minutes after the case. This Nifon guy should be brought up on charges. I'm glad to see that he's been, debarred or stripped of his bar, or the bar, whatever. Well, that'll go. This guy was grandstanding. It was an election year, so he thought he'd throw these three guys under the bus and see if he could get reelected because he's a Democrat and he has a large black constituency who we thought would agree with him and elect him. And evidently it worked, but it only went so far because he did not do his job. He knew the facts of the case and still steamrolled forward, wasting a lot of time and money. But the second and third part is these guys' lives are not ruined. Everyone does that thing. They'll forever be. Are you kidding? They'll become martyrs, if anything. It's like Rodney King, you know. His life was physically damaged, and then
his body certainly was.
Then he became a martyr in a certain sense.
And then he became a millionaire in a certain sense.
Right. Yes. The point is, I don't know these guys' names. I don't think that anyone, Danny, your in the news. It's your job to know what's going on in the news.
Right.
You have a TV set with 500 channels on it. Do you know the names of the three guys who were accused of raping this woman?
Not only do I not know their names, I looked at pictures of them for hours last night because they were all over the news and I had the sound down. They're so nondescript. There's kind of a blonde surferish looking guy.
There's a rich white guy, number one, number two, number three. Yeah. And unless they show up in their Duke lacrosse uniforms.
Right.
To apply for a job with a rape kit and a black woman thrown over their shoulder to apply for, to my Fortune 500 company, I'm not going to know who they are.
And they've been, not only, they're better than acquitted.
Because
you go to court and you win, that's great.
Well, I think you guys,
You don't go to court and you win, and they fire the guy that was trying to prosecute you.
Right.
You're a victim now.
Their lives are not ruined, and if anything, there'll be a backlash.
Yes.
And they'll get job offers based on people assuming their lives were ruined. And my third quick point, we overreacted. You see, that's what we need to be looking at. Not what did we, how did we overreact with these three guys? The coach of the team quit.
Yeah.
The season was canceled.
Right.
I was saying at the time, first off, I don't know why the coach of the team quit. It wasn't at his house. It's not like he put the deposit down on the keg. He had nothing to do with it. Yes, he was the coach, but please. What world are we living in? Right. These coaches don't have control over their athletes. The coach did not need to quit, and the season did not need to be canceled over this alleged whatever. That's what we really need to look at, the knee-jerk reaction to something that was an allegation and no one had been convicted yet.
Also, it was weird for me. What I was thinking the whole time, one of the main things I was thinking was, people actually play lacrosse?
Yeah.
That occurred to me, too.
Well, the coach already is working on a book. It's called It's Not About the Truth. That's Mike Pressler. He resigned while this scandal was going on, so I think he'll come out just fine once his book comes out. And this Duke lacrosse player named Dave Evans spoke out, and you made an interesting point that their lives aren't ruined. That's not how you'd hear it from this player, white guy number two.
It's painful to remember what we went through in those first days, and it's just a testament to all of our character that we never lashed out. We stood there strong. If you want to know what character is, walk around your campus and see signs with your photo all over and wanted signs, and have people in the media relating you to Hitler and other terrible people from history when you've done nothing wrong. That is character, to sit there and take that, as the young men of the Duke University men's lacrosse team did.
Yeah. Well, shame on everybody
that
made those signs.
Yes, all the way around. Now, on American Idol last night, did you guys watch?
Did you see
Jennifer Lopez perform?
I was a news hound last night, mostly because I was on it. Thank you for calling to tell me.
Yes, I had to text Danny because I had the surreal experience of watching the news, and on the news crawl, it said, Gretchen Bonaducci files for divorce.
Oh, really?
So I turn on the news, and I'm watching the news with a friend of mine, and my divorce keeps coming across the screen. Like every 30 seconds.
You don't want to make the news crawl because you're either divorced or dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a baby.
Well, but you have to have something reasonably important because it just kept coming up. It just kept saying my wife's name and the word divorce over and over. It was very odd.
It was quite surreal. So there was an elimination on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And
the final
the final three. Yeah, exactly. The final three were the bottom three were Hayley Scarnato. She's the very pretty girl that wore the hot pants.
Yes.
And Chris Richardson. He's the kind of Justin Timberlake guy. And then Phil Stacey, the bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it came down to the three of them. Here is a little bit of Hayley.
I rented Phil Stacey over the weekend, by the way.
Well, how was it?
Mm-hmm. She was Phil.
Let's hear Hayley singing Turn the Beat Around.
By the way, I did have to turn the beat around to Phil Stacey over the weekend, by the way.
Did the rhythm get you?
Something got me. That's why I got the pink eye.
Well, take it in because you will not be hearing from Hayley anymore.
Bye.
That was it.
Well, there you go.
578 years.
They successfully got the last hot chick other than Sangina.
Sangina. Well, it was weird because Sangina was not in the bottom three, and there was an audible boo from the audience that he was not. I think people are a little bit over
it. Well, look, if we couldn't get him into the bottom three when he sucked, imagine getting him into the bottom three when he's doing a decent job. He actually had a decent showing.
We have a little Besame Mucho. You want to throw that on for
a second?
Besame
Mucho?
That's what he's saying. Besame Mucho. It's not terrible.
I'll translate. Besame Mucho means I suck a lot. Como's, why are you people watching this crappy show? Now he's threatening to climb on top of all your daughters.
Well, he
I don't know if that's a threat.
He did flirt with Jennifer Lopez.
Thank you. Now I can sleep tonight.
And I know that you especially enjoyed Blake singing Mark Anthony's song, I Need to Know, your favorite.
It wasn't horrible.
Yeah. We want to talk about an ass kiss-a-thon over there. Of course, when J-Lo's hubby comes out and they do the super crappy I Need to Know song, his only hit, they all go, great song selection. All three of them.
Even Simon.
Even Simon was brown-nosing J-Lo saying, it was a great song selection. Everyone said, great song selection. That song sucks.
Well, I got to tell you on this one, at least when I came out, I disagree. I don't know what I was into this year or what I was into or who I was into, but I like this song.
It's the Latin version of... It's what Kenny G is to jazz is what this is to Latin music.
Oh, I agree. This is not your hat.
It's watered down for white people.
All right, how about Living La Vida Loca? The gayest song in the world. Yeah, couldn't love it more. Probably. And I know you could be won over to the dark side because you loved Hanson's Mbop and you know it.
Don't you bring up Hanson's Mbop right in that head. All right.
All right. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
We'll take a quick break. Kobe Bryant next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM, the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, Adam, I just want to let you know that this is true entertainment. I mean, I have not been glued to my radio in 20 years.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
So, where can you get a decent drink in L.A. these days? You know, a smooth, sophisticated place to sit down, relax, and enjoy a smooth bourbon. Well, my friend, here's your answer. The Library Bar on 6th and Grand in downtown L.A. And Saturday night from 9 to 11, the Library Bar is the only place to be. So if you're a real man, you'll find yourself being all smooth and sophisticated at the Library Bar Saturday night. Drink your bourbon responsibly. Powered by the Library Bar and 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Brief listen to the press...
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. This takes LA gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flint to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest-growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Hey, we're back at Villa Ford in Orange playing Santa with General Manager Kyle Sullivan. So, Kyle, what can the good boys and girls of Southern California expect for the winter?
Well, as you know, winter here in Southern California is a pretty unique experience. And to celebrate the new year, Villa Ford in Orange is giving away the ultimate winter excursion. From right now until the end of January, every Free FM listener that takes a test drive at Villa Ford will be entered to win a snowboard and a surfboard courtesy of the world-famous Jack Surfboards. And to make it even sweeter, we'll even throw in a pair of lift tickets of your choice, courtesy of Villa Ford.
Wow, you could almost ski and surf the same day with one of these new Explorers, F-150s, or, hey, excursions.
That's the point, announcer guy. So get down to Villa Ford to test drive the all-new Edge, the redesigned Expedition. When you buy, let the Villa Ford Custom Shop trick it out to your personal needs. Make it your resolution to have an awesome new ride from the Villa Ford Custom Shop cruising into the new year.
You heard it here first. Get down to Villa Ford for your ultimate winter excursion. Villa Ford off the Lincoln exit from the 55 in Orange.
And take off the Santa suit, guy. This is radio.
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with speech-level singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henney Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Does Outbook August.
Mike August books our talent.
$10,000 is going to the person that gets us the best guest.
Vita Guerra, Mr. Skin, Pet Psychic, Mr. Traffic, Rumpelpeel, Bobby Trindy, Adam's Buddy Ray. Leanne Tweeden, Jack Silver, Kid, Howard Doogie, Howser, Barry Cooper, Adams, Mambo, Phoners, by the way.
August can't book the big stars, can't even book the B-list, so he works the D-list.
Carrot Top, Shawnee Smith, Paul Fishbein from Maybe in the St. Pauli Girl, Moose, and Kate Flannery. Ryan Seacrest, hairstylist, Brittany Rears, that's right, she canceled Ozzy and Jeff Conaway. What else do I have to say?
August can't book the big stars. Mike can't get a good guess, so we're stuck with the rest. He cannot book the big stars, can't even book the B-list, so he works the D-list.
Mike August, do you have something to prove?
What do I have to prove?
Well, you lost last time.
Yes, Outbook August and April. To be fair, he did get Garrett Morrison here last year to plug a magazine that he hadn't come out with yet.
I remember that.
He was like, hey man, can you give my magazine a plug? I sure, what is it? I don't know.
You got any ideas for a magazine? Like, literally, Garrett Moore from Saturday Night Live said during the commercial, he's like, can I talk about my magazine? Yeah, good. Where do we find it? In my brain.
Did you read the original Saturday Night Live book? One of the first books to come out about Saturday Night Live.
Hold on. Did it have words in it?
Yes.
No.
Okay. But, Kirk Douglas, my favorite part was Kirk Douglas was the host. Kirk, not Michael. Kirk Douglas.
Right.
And he goes backstage to meet the gang. And Morris, what's his name, Garrett?
Garrett.
Is screaming, get the rats off me, and rolling on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, the drugs were prevalent and okay and, like, accepted. But Garrett, apparently, I mean, would literally, I don't know how he ever got to the set if some of the things they were. I mean, I've been as out there as you can get and couldn't have possibly pulled off working a live show. And I've never yelled, get the rats off me, except for the times rats were actually on me.
Right.
And I was sober when those rats were on me.
Yeah, Garrett Morris, who was shot 25 times in a crappy neighborhood and doesn't really want to talk about it. Whenever you get shot in a bad neighborhood and you don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Is usually a story there that involves drugs, but
a nice
guy and a wait a minute, Mike August is on the phone. Hold on a second, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, my love.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, what's going on?
Happy Ray Liotta morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Ray was a very good guest and a good booking, and I got to tip my cap to you, but. I don't know. Jamie Foxx was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, did Jamie Foxx tell you what tea he liked?
Well, no, that's true, but I didn't ask him.
Did
Jamie Foxx tell you how much he disliked you know who? Starts with a P, ends with an E.
Prince.
How many crazy laughs did you get out of Jamie Foxx?
Well, that's
buddy?
True. We got a lot of crazy laughs out of Ray Liotta.
We learned he was adopted.
Well, Mike, look, it's true, and you won last week, as you know, for Senator John Kerry. You got a crazy laugh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mike, who else are you working on for this week?
Oh, I have big stuff for next week. I'm not even going to tip my hand.
All right. Well, I see you've been on hold here for almost 58 seconds, so you've got to get back to masturbating.
Correct.
Feverishly and fantasizing about a life that you don't lead. So I'll put you on hold.
As I invite Ray Liotta to your private screening of The Hammer.
Please, my friend.
Already done, my friend.
Oh, all right. Nice
already
work.
Done.
Well, God bless Mike August. And again, not only does the 10 grand get everyone to come out of the woodwork, it gets the guy who's already out of the woodwork, further out of the woodwork, booking the show.
Right, we already know that a woodchuck would. Now we know how much it takes to make a woodchuck chuck wood.
10 grand.
10 G's a serious woodchucking.
Just don't get into his pickled pepper.
We need to play a little something. Speaking of good bookings, Kobe Bryant was on the show late yesterday. Thought we'd play it early today. You're one of the earlier guys to go right from high school to the pros, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
There's been a few guys. It's become sort of commonplace now. People thought they were taking a chance on you 8 or 9 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I was the first, you know, guard to come out and, you know, go straight from high school to the NBA. I mean, prior to me, it was all big guys. 107 feet, so.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer when you're 7'2 to forget college and go right to the NBA, but you were still growing and probably 6'6 or something, right?
Yeah, well, I wish I was still growing. My dad's 10, so I always thought I was going to be about 6'8 or 6'9, so I kind of got gypped in the height department.
Yeah, only 6'6.
Yeah, what a rip. And now I can't believe, are you going into your ninth season?
Yeah, it's either my ninth or tenth or something like that. I've been in the NBA for a while.
But nice because you got started when you were 11.
So I know, right?
I mean, you're how old? What's your current age?
I'm 28 right now.
28, and he's been in the season for 9 or 10 years.
And when you met your wife, she was still a high school student, right?
Yeah. So we're both young. I mean, you know, that's one of the things about when you come in the NBA early out of high school when you're, you know, 17 years old. When I first came in the NBA, and you've been in the league for, you know, 8 or 9 years, however long it's been. You know, you get a chance to be, you know, a veteran, but still be young. So that's, you know.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
How's it going with Shaq Fu these days? Do you guys talk? I don't know where I think you guys have buried the hatchet a little bit, but are you friends? How does that work?
I mean, we send each other gifts. You know, our daughters were born on the same day.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we send each other gifts. Every time we see each other, we speak. So, no, it's all good.
So everything, whatever controversy there was between you or Bad Blood is behind you.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'll tell you what I think the controversy was, and I don't know anything about sports. It's that Shaq's 8 feet tall and can stand there and dunk a basket, and this is the most talented, versatile person in the whole sport. Well, I think that would bother me.
Was there him stealing some of your thunder or vice versa? Do you think that was part of the problem?
Nah, you know what? I really didn't care. I mean, some people just don't see eye to eye. I mean, that's just, for whatever reason it is. Mm-hmm. That being said, we won 3 championships together. So really, how many disagreements did you possibly have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so what if Shaq were to come back to go for a fourth? Would that be cool with you?
That'd be fine with me.
You have no problem.
I've always said, I had a good time playing with him. Like I said, I think it gets lost in the mix with he and I and whatever happened, the fact that we won 3 world titles.
Well, what actually really did happen? When did Shaq become angry with you?
I don't know. I mean, you're taking me way back in the day, and I really don't know.
Again, we're going back to 04, for Christ's sake.
That's one of the differences between...
I mean, it's something that, like I said, sometimes people just have disagreements where they don't see eye to eye. And, it's not necessarily one thing that kind of, that kind of causes that or whatever. It's just, it's just an ongoing process.
One of the other major differences between Mr. Bryant and myself, if a 7'2", 300-pound black man got mad at me, I'd know exactly when, where, and why.
Plus, you wouldn't see eye to eye.
I'd see eye to navel.
You'd see eye to sack.
Yeah, eye to sack. I would see sack Shaq and Shaq sack.
Sacko e sacko. Predictions. Who do you like? Playoffs coming up, and I guess they start in about a week or so, right?
Yeah, well, it's... in the Eastern Conference, I mean, you got to go with, the usual suspects, the Pistons and the Heat. Mm-hmm. In the Western Conference, I mean, you have a lot of teams because, the Western Conference is loaded. There's so many talented teams on any given night can beat you. So we feel like we're a dangerous team in the playoffs. Denver's a dangerous team. There's San Antonio, there's Dallas, there's Phoenix. I mean, there's just a list of teams that can really cause some problems in the West.
How aware are you when you're out on the court of where Jack Nicklaus is, or Jack Nicklaus? Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Or even the golfer, Jack Nicklaus, or whatever.
Giant
I mean, you're playing down, especially playoff times, you're down the Staples Center here in Los Angeles. There must be 55 stars courtside on any given day. How aware are you and the players of where those guys are? Do you pick them out? Do you point them out?
We see them. I mean, they're normally sitting, either courtside or just, a row right behind. Courtside. Jack Nicholson, I mean, he's there every game, and he sits right on the court. And, you can hear him. I mean, he's a trash talker. So he's,
really?
He's cussing out the refs. He's doing the whole thing.
Does he say anything to you? Does he ever get on you? Or does he ever, say words of praise? Or if you take a bad shot, does he have anything to say?
No, I mean, but you hear him cheering for you, though, and more so he's just kind of talking trash to the other team.
I like it.
I like that.
And
does
he want to hate?
Which is pretty awesome, what I mean? Yeah. Once he puts that face on,
Yeah.
Kind of cussing you out and the eyebrows go up.
Yeah, everyone else just has a fat guy in cut-off sweats. We have the Riddler, or the Penguin, or whatever the hell he was, making fun of your guy.
Joker.
The Joker, that's right.
Yeah, I was thinking more of him in A Few Good Men. You want the ball?
Right. Hey, Kobe, what do you think, just because it's all over the news, what do you think of this whole Don Imus thing?
Man, it was kind of disgusting, honestly.
Yeah, because for you, you got the basketball, you got the brother,
right?
Part two. So this is a 1-2 punch for you.
Those girls are excellent Division I athletes, and they were spoken about in that manner.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, something has to be done about that. I mean, that's just not, it just shows that we have a long way to go. As a society as a whole, I mean, it's still, there's still a lot of mountains to climb. Before we get to the place where you really want to be. So, I mean, it's just proof of that.
Yeah, and I know, he ruins it for all white people when he makes those kinds of comments.
Ruins it for all white people just by looking like that,
Kobe,
and being white.
Do you feel like Don Imus is just an old white guy that doesn't know better, or do you feel like in his heart he's racist?
I really don't know, because I don't listen to his show. So I have no
idea.
You're
right, in his demo. Everyone else in the NBA.
Based on that comment, the nappy-headed hose comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like the comment at all. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, like I know the guy and call him a racist or a bigot or whatever, but, you know, that comment is just inappropriate, period. And, you know, for that to just, you know, roll off of his tongue so effortlessly is concerning.
Kobe Bryant, or Kobe Bryant, I should say, will be watching tomorrow night at the Staples Center at 7:30. We won't actually be there because we're not Jack, but we'll be watching as the Lakers take on the Clippers. Oh, a little crosstown rival. Also, Kobe, your shoe.
Ooh.
New shoe. Yeah. When is that released, or it's going to be released?
It's released. It's actually out now.
All right. And I'll pick up a set of those, and I'll be watching tomorrow night when you guys crush the Clippers. Please put the Clippers back in their place, for Christ's sake. They're the Clippers. We decided sometime last year how many of the Los Angeles Clippers knew what a Clipper was. It's woefully low.
It was just so funny when you said it. They're the Clippers.
Yes, the Clippers. I guarantee you that if there are 12 guys on that team, 10 of them don't know what a Clipper is. It's a ship, by the way, for those who are on the team and listening.
It's a very specific kind of ship.
Yeah. It's, but.
It's got a sail behind the mizzen.
I know most guys that, decided to leave college early may not know what a Clipper ship is, but when you play for the team, shouldn't it be discussed at some point? Or, shouldn't you raise your hand somewhere, maybe in the middle of your seventh season, and say, oh, by the way, this thing that's written on my jersey. Anyone know what it is?
It's
you know what I would
late,
say
though.
To that man? I would say, I don't like the cut of your jib.
I think it's too late. It's like asking the girl's name after sex.
Mm,
you got to pretend
you right.
know.
That's why I do it during. We'll take a quick break. Good news, kiddies.
More good news.
Tom Green coming up. Def Frat Guy coming up. He brought Mike Swick in here as Ultimate Fighter. I don't think it worked out too good for him, by the way, last week. But we'll see what kind of spin Def Rat Guy puts on that. But next, what we call a franchise bit in the business. What can't Adam complain about?
Ah,
it's been a while.
Franchise?
We'll bring out the bell. Franchise. What can't Adam complain about? 866-901-ADAM. You call up. You try to stump the Ace Man. It hasn't been done thus far, but nope. Maybe you'll be the first. Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla!
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
This is not funny.
On the Adam Carolla Show. It takes to make...
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
condition?
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop of one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask who else wants one. This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite. Even though someone was just at the fridge, now it's over.
After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
Homefront Mortgage wants to show you how much we appreciate your business. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. Right now, we're offering a special loan program that's 2% below your qualifying rate. It's easy. It's the 1-2-3-step loan. Let's say you qualify for 7.99% on your loan. The first year, you'll only pay 5.99. The second year, you only pay 6.99. The third year, it becomes fixed at your loan's original rate of 7.99. No negam, no adjustments. It's fixed. It's easy. Just like 1-2-3. If you have a negam, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. And if you're facing foreclosure or receive a notice of default, we have a home saver program to help you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by the soon-to-be Scores Los Angeles, located downtown at the school.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Right now on the Adam Carolla Show, a spirited round of what can't Adam complain about. You call in with a topic at 866-901-ADAM and sit back and enjoy while the master works his magic.
You can't complain about a nice bottle of wine.
I drink a couple glasses every night before I go to bed, and if I can't get at it, I will kill a drifter. And it's like you've been eating novelty gum. You ever get that thing where your teeth are just black from drinking the red wine the night before? Yes!
That's a big deal.
What can't Adam complain about on the Adam Carolla Show?
Well, I can complain about you using my 33rd funniest one in your promo, Dawson. Start that off right now. All right.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Let's start off with Amanda from my hometown of North Hollywood. And don't get me started complaining about North Hollywood, because I will go well into the second hour of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank if I go down that road. Give us the topic, please, Amanda.
Okay, I totally don't think you can complain about your nickname, Ace Rockola.
Ace Rockola. Okay, here's the problem with the nickname Ace Rockola. It would be great if I got the nickname Ace because I was a tennis star in high school, but I got the name Ace like you call a fat guy Stretch. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'd say to my buddies in high school, hey, how'd the date go? I tried to get her. Tried to get her bra off, and she threw her drink in my face. Ah, oh, nice job, Ace. And then they'd say, how'd the application go over there at Taco Bell? And I'd say, I was rejected. They'd say, Ace strikes again, you see? That's where Ace Rockola came from. So it doesn't remind me of a guy who's gone out and struck out the entire side on in a baseball game or was unbeatable on the tennis court or a hit with the ladies. It's Ace, the screw-up. It's like when you call a slow guy Lightning. That's where Ace came from. So it conjures up horrible imagery. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Chris.
Adam.
Ace to you, buddy.
There's no way you can complain about the Hammer debuting as Rebecca.
Well, yes, I can, and here's why, and thanks for the mention, by the way. I was talking to someone about it, and he said, yeah, Howard Stern was talking about it on his radio show once a couple of weeks ago, but then evidently yesterday or something. He said him and Artie and everyone was going to go out and be there, and then my friend called me and he said, hey, guess what? I got Matt Dillon to go to the thing, and then I started getting nervous, and I started thinking, the movie's not that good. I mean, it was good when I was trying to get my, you know, stupid neighbors to go and friends of my wife, but now Howard Stern and Matt Dillon are going to be sitting there, and I'm going to be freaked out over my B+, which used to be an A, except for I keep lowering the movie. Now I'm worried about wasting the time of important people. Boy, what they could have done with that 89 minutes, they'll never get back. So I've now turned on myself, and I now want nobody but learning-impaired seniors there. Thank you. Unemployable people. I really started getting nervous about it. It is one of these things where, oh, you want the big celebrities to come to your party, you want the big celebrities to come to your wedding, the big celebrities to come to your opening, the big celebrities. But what about the pressure of the big celebrities standing around not having a great time? Who the hell needs that? All right, let's talk to Phil. Phil!
Adam!
What can Adam complain about?
How can you complain about Krispy Kreme donuts?
Krispy Kreme donuts. Well, it's hard to complain about them specifically because they're so delectable, but how about the fact that everything that tastes good is bad for you? And if you ever talk to a real nutritionist, if anyone ever sits down with a real nutritionist, you would be horrified. I sat down with a real nutritionist for an hour before I did this movie to see if I could shed 10 pounds, and they say things like this. Well, for breakfast, it's okay to have some plain oatmeal sweetened with a snot rocket, but that's only a couple days. Like, they'll literally say, you can make plain oatmeal, and then what you can do is you can use just a little bit of tap water to give it some moisture. And then if you want to use half a packet of Sweet Low, and you're like, I need 9 tablespoons of brown sugar just to break even in oatmeal and raw goat milk. Are you kidding me? And they'll say, you can go ahead and take the, you know, take the carton that the non-filtered milk came in, spit in it, swish it around. It's okay to dump that in. You're like, are you high? That's not even close to what I'm thinking about eating. So the thing about it is everything that tastes good is horrible for you. And then you get into this weird thing where you've arrived in life. You have a few ducats in your wallet, and you drive past the fast food places, and you go, don't go in, man, be strong. And you pass the Krispy Kreme, and you go, don't go in. Now, you have enough money to buy every single Krispy Kreme that's inside of the store and the machine and the Latin guy that makes them for the next year. But you say, keep driving till you get to the stuff which tastes like ground up ass, and you try to choke some of that down. Why? Because it's good for you. So it is weird now. You've created your own confectional prison. And you're the warden. I don't even know if that's a word, but the point is you have to walk around and govern yourself. This is the problem we have as a whole in this society. We all have so much money that we can afford to be morbidly obese, but yet we can't, and we spend our entire life wrestling with ourselves. Should I have that? How about I'll take one bite? I know what I'll do. I'll take one bite of the donut. I'll set it down. Then when I walk past again, I'll take another bite of it. It's an installment plan of eating. It's insane. I am tortured by the fact that this stuff is bad. I want it so badly. I can afford it, and I can't do anything about it. Please get out of my head, you Krispy Kreme.
I love the confectionery prison.
Me too.
Oh, man. We're all living in a frosted cage, man.
I'm not a gun with commandant, though.
All right.
The bars are churros.
Talk about John.
Hey, man.
What can't Adam complain about?
How can you not complain about having your first cup of coffee in the morning?
First cup of coffee is fantastic, although now every second news story is caffeine and coffee will kill you, followed up by one out of Sweden that turns out the men that drink a cup of coffee a day live 10 years longer. What the F is it? Are you telling me we can't get to the bottom of coffee? I understand us not being able to cure AIDS or cancer, tuberculosis, or whatever the hell we're trying to cure out there, but coffee and then red wine, my two favorite beverages, and every single week there's another story about how it's going to put you in the ground or how you're going to live another 10 years. Which is it with the coffee? I like it. I assume it's not killing me, but then I see the news story that says it is. The other sad thing about coffee, and the reason I hate it, is when people talk too much about it. They do the flavored coffee, which I can't stand. Then there are those people who do that thing where they go, oh, if I drink one cup of coffee afternoon, I'll be bouncing off the walls all night. Why don't you just admit you're a lightweight puss if a goddamn cup of coffee is going to keep you up into the wee hours of the night? And then I think, what the hell's wrong with me? I drink coffee all day, and all I want to do is nap. Imagine if I ever put down my coffee mug, I would just tip over. I would put the coffee mug down, and then you'd see my body just swing right past it and hit the floor. I must drink 22 cups of coffee a day. And whenever they do these stories where they go, coffee is good for you, they go up to 3/4 of a cup a week. You know, they do that where they go, hey, turns out red wine is good for you. And you go, fantastic, because I drank a bottle while they were teasing the story. Turns out a thimble of red wine a month turns out to be anything more than that. It's going to put you in the ground, and you think, oh, Christ, that's me. All right, love hating with coffee. Let's talk to Mike, our last one of the morning. Mike.
Yo, Ace Man.
What can't I complain about?
You can't complain about your good buddy, Dr. Drew.
Oh, Dr. Drew. Or, as I know him by his Jewish name, P. Whippelstein. Because that guy was so pee-whipped by his wife. I never met a guy more pee-whipped by his wife. And the only thing that makes your relationship better or worse is who you hang out with. You see, you spend a lot of time with Bonaducci, and I get to look at my wife and go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Do you see what you could have been? You think I'm bad? Look at this guy. Come on. But when you spend 10 years of your life with Dr. Drew, you look like crap. This guy's Sir Walter Raleigh and Cyrano de Bergerac tied up into one Adonis body with a medical degree, and you look like the verbally abusive schlub who's to his right. It's sort of like this. If you're a brother and your older brother's in juvie, well, then you're the best brother. But if your older brother's captain of the Duke lacrosse team and made the dean's list 5 years running, well, then you're just a stupid short guy with the C grades. Dr. Drew was like standing next to that guy for 10 years, and I couldn't stand his well-toned, tanned body. And the other thing I didn't like about Dr. Drew, he does not have a hair on his body. While everyone else is shaving and primping and plucking, and I'm trying to... essentially, what I'm trying to do is unweave my ass, because my ass has gotten tangled up, right cheek with left cheek. It's so hairy, and I haven't been able to make a bowel movement right for weeks at a time, and trying to get myself two eyebrows, which I haven't seen in a long time. This man is like a shaved burn victim. He has zero hair on his very muscular, naturally muscular body. It sucks standing next to him. And then when he lords that degree over you, you just want to kill the man with whatever he keeps in his kit. I don't even know what his kit is. I think it's a euphemism for his pants.
I've successfully made it this long just not saying a word. But when we get to working with that guy, made you the verbally abusive retard to the right. And now you're in the Dr. Drew seat, and I'm over here to the right saying to the Christian lady, I'll come to your house and hit you in the face with a bat.
Right.
I think that was a little close to home, Mr. Carolla.
You're right.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
But you must have felt that all those years standing next to Keith Partridge. Puka shells could do no wrong. All right, we need to take a break. Def Rat Guy in next. Tom Green.
He's here.
Tom Green's here. Def Rat Guy's here. But we'll sort this out. One or both are coming in next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Donde está Adam Carolla? Adam Carolla is aquí.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
The wise guys here at 97.1 Free FM got a shipment of Sopranos stuff that kind of just fell off the truck. And if you're caller number 10 right now at 877-520-9797, we're going to hook you up with either a remote control Escalade, a Sopranos jacket, or a poker set. And remember, if you miss the Sopranos or Entourage this Sunday, you can subscribe to HBO on Time Warner Cable and catch the shows on demand whenever and as many times as you want. Powered by Time Warner Cable and the Waste Management right here at 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for sin. Sin, Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000-square-foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret, too. Six rooms, three DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Scores is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. This takes L.A. gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flint to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest-growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Adam Carolla now. Jam like it.
Jam like it.
Today at 3.
97.1 KLSX. Free FS.
Travel worm.
Well, here's a little hypothetical for you. You're going to travel. You're going to get on an airplane. You're going to go to a hotel. You're going to rent a car. You're going to see a show. All can be accommodated by Travel Worm. That's right. Go to your computer. Go to travelworm.com. And then go. Go to Orlando. Go to Vegas. Go to Hawaii. They'll take you there. They will physically pick you up and drag you to Vegas, Hawaii, or Orlando. That's what Travel Worm does. That's why they're our travel sponsor. That no one else wanted a gig. Travel Worm, 888-321-WORM. That's 888-321-WORM. Best prices on tickets, best prices on events, best prices on airfare, all the best, all Travel Worm, all the time. Travel Worm.
Nuos.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Stage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3307 through 42307. Open to legal residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Sponsor all dates.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
My bum is on the rail. Bum is on the rail. Look at me. My bum is on the rail. My
back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa, along with Tom Green on the Adam Carolla Show.
Wow. Look at that.
Tom Green in studio.
Wow.
Along with Def Frat Guy.
Wow, this is cool. Oh, here we go.
Def Frat Guy Giddy sitting next to his hero, Tom Green.
Hell yeah.
Hey, how are you? Well, this is cool. I like the little volume knobs you've got here that you can turn the volume up.
They're called potentiometers.
Is this just for my headphones or?
We call them cans in the business, Tom.
For my cans.
Does the volume button in your car give you that kind of thrill or just ours?
It's so nicely laid out. You know, I'm doing my show in my living room now. We have to build all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but first of all, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Our pleasure. Tom,
how cool is this?
I would like to start from the start with you because you're out of Canada.
You
rose to prominence on MTV probably about the same time I was on MTV.
Yeah.
But how did that get started? You were doing a show in Canada?
I was doing a show in Canada on public access television for years, Rogers Community Cable. and then I did that for about 4 or 5 years, voluntary. We got picked up by the Canadian Comedy Network for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then in, I guess, 99, MTV picked us up. And your manager at the time, who's still my manager, Howard Lapidus, kind of brought me down from Canada. And you were doing Loveline and The Man Show.
I remember speaking in the Canadian Comedy Channel about 5 years ago. I think they bought The Man Show.
Yeah.
So Jimmy and I went over to Canada to do some business, and they said, whatever you do, just tell them you're here on vacation, because if you tell them you're here on business, they'll pull you out of customs and give you a hard time. So I said, I'm here on just to look around, do some sightseeing, and they said, fine. They pulled me out of line, and they went through my itinerary, and it was a whole bunch of business.
Right.
I said, well, I'm not getting paid for this business. I'm just promoting our show. And I said, And they went, what do you mean you're not getting paid? You're doing all these gigs. And I said, well, I'm just going on the radio, just going on TV promoting the man show. And then the funny, surreal part was, as I said, look, I try to give an example they would know. I said, if Michael J. Fox was in Los Angeles doing a radio show to promote his show, he wouldn't get paid for it. And the woman said, who's Michael J. Fox? And I said, wait a minute.
God.
You don't know who Michael J. Fox is?
She must have been the only Canadian who doesn't know.
He's on Samson stuff over there, right?
Well, people love him. People love him.
Not as much as Alanis Morissette, though. She's the big one now.
Canadians generally get pretty excited about all other Canadians living in Los Angeles, right, unless they're me, of course.
Def Frack, yes.
Yeah. I'd poke her.
Alanis Morissette?
Good to know. Now, Alanis Morissette's from my hometown, and
really?
She's got a YouTube hit right now. You know what that is? A YouTube hit?
Yes.
She's got like 4 million people have seen this
yes.
My Humps video. That
yeah,
she did.
Right. She covered the Black Eyed Peas song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of hits and the computer.
What you gonna do with
there it is right there. There it is right there. Quite the... ironic twist on that video though.
Right? Nice.
It's like
Green
rain on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Tom Green live.
I'm shoot both of you right now.
Is Tom's new show? It's on the internet. And now, how does this internet stuff work? And have we figured out how to make money off it? Because I remember 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, Dr. Drew used to say, oh, DrDrew.com is worth $80 million. And I'd say, well, not unless you have some Japanese businessman who's ready to cut a check for $80 million. But it was always this sort of $80 million hypothetical dollars.
Right, absolutely.
And then the reality is none of these things were really worth anything. And we can't, we have 2 billion sets of eyeballs on the internet every day, but we can't figure out how to make money exactly off it. How do you make money off it?
Well, you know, right now I'm not making money off of it. I am doing this for free. You could say that, but it's actually a business that I'm starting. It's my own little television network I'm starting. The thing that's different from 10 years ago than now is you can actually broadcast broadband video signals.
You can stream it.
Yeah,
you can
stream
it. Right.
It's live. You know, we're able to take calls in on Skype and things like this. So we send the show out to maniatv.com. They fund it, actually. So I do have a little bit of a budget to hire a couple of people, editors and things like this. And then we're going to sell advertising sort of this year.
Well, I mean...
But you guys have to come on the show. First of all of you guys have to come on the show.
Hell
all
yeah.
of you ones. But,
you know, no, not
one
you.
At a time.
Yeah, I'll
you know,
be...
Separately, together.
I would love to because...
Because the thing that you like about it, Adam, is Dr. Drew comes on all the time. He's been on 3 times, okay? This is how I ended up here. Drew was on last
that
week.
That man's dead to me, by the way. But yes. Yeah. No, you know, see, contrary to popular belief... I would rather do an internet show where I don't have to cover myself with makeup and mind my P's and Q's
right.
rather than go on network, whatever, even if it possibly is a smaller audience. I don't care. It's more comfortable, more interesting to do Colin Sleazy Friends than it is to do The Tonight Show. Yeah. Yes, Def Rat Guy.
There is a way to make money off the website.
Uh-huh. What's that, Maverick?
TomGreen.com, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at the channel. Go look at it right now. The channel, yeah. The channel.
But, for example, with my website, DefRatGuy.com,
I'm
able to sell these beer bong t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's like the highest evolution.
Wait, what is your website?
DefFratGuy.com.
DefFratGuy.com.
And you can order these new beer bong t-shirts or these ones that say, if you're not wasted, today is.
Right, but I wasn't talking about $4.50 at a time. I was talking about, you know, real money.
Nice. $15 plus $5 shipping and handling.
Okay, bro.
Those are nice.
Well, just
lay
nice
back. Would you Def Rat Guy?
Tom Green, you've had some excellent guests aside from Dr. Drew on your show.
Yeah,
so
it's fun. Last night we had Lance Bass and Nadia Bjorlund from Redline, the movie.
Right.
The girl in the... And,
Redline.
Tonight we have Bob Odenkirk. Odenkirk from Mr. Show.
So you get better guests on your cable show than we get on our national radio show.
Well, you know who we have on tomorrow night live at 8 o'clock from Los Angeles? Too Short. And he's going to come on and we're going to rap, and he's going to be rapping.
And you just do this out of your house?
Out of my house. We've built the studio with 8 cameras, and they all run into a switcher, and it's cut live. And you know what's cool about it, Adam, is you basically, the show goes an hour, sometimes 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no commercial breaks.
Right.
You know, it is independent. There's no Viacom rules.
And, right.
And because of that, it, you know, it's not a, it's not really, you know, people, it's just conversational.
So I can get up and walk in your master bedroom and take a whiz.
You could,
I
yeah.
should say bathroom.
You could.
But
we've stuck like,
yes.
It's like you're hanging out with your friend.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
like that,
you get the feel that you're in a house. And it's just really cool. It's a totally new direction for television, but it's on the internet.
Okay, thanks.
Wow.
That frat guy.
It's called The Channel.
Speaking of the house, we need to take a break. Last I remember, I remember when your house with Drew Barrymore burnt down
in
the hills.
I remember that, yeah.
And I just love to hear that story. I'd love to hear what it's like to be married to her.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got a lot of stories.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
Def Rat Guy? Nice.
Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out. Tom Green, tell us some unbelievable stories about Drew Barrymore.
No.
And we'll do it next on The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey. Not fit for radio.
Too many lives, not enough thousands a day. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, good show. Sorry I'm so tired. I'm exhausted from listening to it.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce.
What is going on
The Adam Carolla Show?
97.1 KLSX Free FM. Thursday night, 97.1 Free FM's film freak, Leo Quinones, will be hooking up with some Hollywood stars at CineSpace for their Thursday night special, which is dinner and a movie, to screen New Line Cinema's critically acclaimed Pan's Labyrinth.
So don't be a putz. Get on down there.
Great food, great films, and you could win big cash.
That's BS. By the way, you're not Rick D.
Thursday night, 7:30, Pan's Labyrinth at CineSpace at Ivar and Hollywood Boulevard. Call 323-817-FILM for reservations. Powered by the New York Film Academy and 97.1 Free FM, Hollywood's FM Talk. Station.
My voice was impersonated.
This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with speech-level singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henney Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
Hey, we're back at Villa Ford in Orange playing Santa with General Manager Kyle Sullivan. So, Kyle, what can the good boys and girls of Southern California expect for the winter?
Well, as you know, winter here in Southern California is a pretty unique experience. And to celebrate the new year, Villa Ford in Orange has given away the ultimate winter excursion. From right now until the end of January, every Free FM listener that takes a test drive at Villa Ford will be entered to win a snowboard and a surfboard courtesy of the world-famous Jack Surfboards. And to make it even sweeter, we'll even throw in a pair of lift tickets of your choice, courtesy of Villa Ford.
Wow, you could almost ski and surf the same day with one of these new Explorers, F-150s, or, hey, excursions.
That's the point, announcer guy. So get down to Villa Ford to test drive the all-new Edge, the redesigned Expedition. When you buy, let the Villa Ford Custom Shop trick it out to your personal needs. Make it your resolution to have an awesome new ride from the Villa Ford Custom Shop cruising into the new year.
You heard it here first. Get down to Villa Ford for your ultimate winter excursion. Villa Ford off the Lincoln exit from the 55 in Orange.
And take off the Santa suit, guy. This is radio.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the pavement. But if you absolutely must listen to something else, what could be better than the amazing range of content and crystal clear sound of HD Radio, now available on all BMWs. BMW, the first to offer HD Radio. Discover it in the ultimate driving machine.
His ears don't work, but he can still do funnels. And he got thrown out of the Teaks, so he started Delta Fu Gamma DFG.
Hell yeah.
In Havasu with Moose and Poochie, his phone got ripped off by gypsies, and he's still trying to hook up with Shaved Ashley.
Hell yeah.
DFG, 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 yeah, DFG.
Well, Maverick, Def Rat Guy in studio.
Good. Is that you singing there, Adam, or Danny? Who is that singing?
That's me.
Wow, that's amazing.
Sometimes I get
big. We do have. We do have some of Danny's singing.
Yeah, we do have a hit of his.
Yeah. Like
this? That's one of my favorites. This is Here Comes the Sun.
Little darling.
Tom Green is in studio.
It's just fun watching all the audio.
He's a wizard.
Technology, or the audio whiz. What's his name?
No, he's Brian. Bald he's a genius.
Who? Now, when we went to break, Adam's asking you about your marriage to Drew Barrymore and your house burning down, and I thought...
And then I ran out of the room at that point.
We had done this whole segment about you and your TV show for a moment, and I thought... Well, I thought we were really going to talk to Tom Green about Tom Green. When the hell are we getting to the house burning down with Drew Barrymore? Thank you, Mr. Green.
You and Drew were married. Were you married when the house burned down or engaged?
I think we were engaged at that time. I'm trying to...
It was your communal house,
trying to block
right?
that year out of my mind.
The whole year was bad.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
We've all had some bad things happen to us lately.
Right.
This was a while ago, but your house burned down to divorce Danny.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Look, I know we've squared off on occasion, but dude, I'm with you, bro. I know you're going through a hard time.
What the hell is going on?
I'm going through a hard time myself.
Danny's going through a divorce.
I'm about to graduate, and it dawned on me the other day. I haven't tagged a virgin yet.
That's tough, dude. That's bad news. The good news is there's
preschool. You're Ben and Mookat because you're in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I was nearly killed this year by a wave.
What?
I was
really?
I was in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I walked out onto this rock, thinking I was going to try to do some fishing, and this massive wave came along, threw me off this rock, and then by myself. Okay, and empty beach, and I got slammed onto these other rocks. Broke two ribs, had to drive myself 2.5 hours through the jungle to the hospital.
Nearly
died. Rogue wave. Yeah, scary.
Is that what Drew Barrymore did to you emotionally?
No.
Because I don't know how he got there from the death.
I'm just saying, the fire, well, was one thing, but yeah. I've had a lot of crazy, and the cancer.
Testicular cancer.
You have been through a lot. Well,
I had Dave England from Jackass on the show this week. We had a big, he has one testicle as well.
It's a growing elite fraternity, testicle guys, popular. And they seem to be very successful.
Yeah, it's fun. Lance
Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Yeah, they're either hosting shows or they're winning the Tour de France.
Mike F.
Maverick, you should think about losing a testicle.
Yeah.
What about that?
But you know,
do you have a prosthetic testicle? Tom, do you have a prosthetic testicle?
You know, I do not have a prosthetic.
I talked
about this before. I could get one. You know, I could actually get... Dave England was telling a funny story.
I think it's
funny,
the one just hanging in the middle. It was funny.
He lost his testicle in a snowboarding accident.
Right.
He actually tried to get the doctor to put a G.I. Joe head inside as a prosthetic.
That would have been bitching.
Because he wanted it, he kind of pressing up against the edge. Kind of screaming up against the edge.
And girls do have associations with those dolls, because we play with those when we're young.
But I chose not to go with the prosthetic, although, and I haven't regretted that decision,
But they did offer it up.
They offer it up, and then you kind of think to yourself, well, I mean, what should I do, doctor? And they say, well, you know, you don't really need it. You know, I'd like to say, since we're on the radio and there are a lot of people listening here, and this is a chance for me to say this, they don't actually cut the scrotum when they take the testicle out. Just so you know, they don't go in through they go in through the stomach. You know,
okay.
Really?
Like a C-section.
They shuck it out from above. They shuck it out like an oyster from
above.
I
just threw up in my mouth.
I could show you the actual
please,
scar.
Can please. I look at it?
And I'm telling you, it's not even that... That's the scar right there. See? Right there.
You can barely see it because it's tucked away in the hair.
You can barely see it because it's on his penis.
Yeah. No. They go in from the top.
I feel like I keep falling for this.
Anyways, since we're talking about it, and you know, everything's functioning properly, the one remaining testicle was the left one, now the middle one is working perfectly.
What year is this for you, the testicular cancer?
It was about 5 years ago that happened.
So here you are. You're sailing through life. You have a hit show on MTV. You're hooked up with Drew Barrymore, you got a big house in the hills, then the divorce, then the house burns down, testicular cancer. I mean, did it feel like somebody pulled the rug out from underneath you?
It did feel like that, for sure, yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of was a nice reality check, too, in a lot of ways, you know, because things happened pretty quick for me when I first went on MTV. I'd been doing my show for 7 or 8 years in Canada, sort of just struggling to get people to watch
it. You were a huge star, all of a sudden. You had never heard of you, and all of a sudden Tom Green's everywhere.
The cancer part was the curveball, though, because I just moved the show. The whole staff had just moved to Los Angeles from New York, and we'd all set up here. We had a new production office, and it was very exciting. And then we'd done two shows in L.A., and I walked in one day and was like, guys, I'm gonna go do this cancer thing. So that took us six months. We shut the show down, and then I, you know, that was that. But it was a little weird. It was like having the rug pulled out.
Tell us something about Drew Barrymore, though.
What kind of cold-hearted bitch would leave someone with cancer?
Ooh. No. The cancer had cleared up months earlier.
Is that true?
She left you months.
No. She, first of all, she did not leave me, and let's get that clear. I don't think I left her. I think we kind of both ran in opposite directions at the same time. You know what I mean?
What did you realize about her that you didn't know at the onset.
Nothing really. She's a good girl. So it just was one of those things where we weren't really kind of.
You didn't realize that, like, hey, maybe she's not going to do it with other chicks right in front of me, like she said she would when I read her article in Playboy.
No, I think I wouldn't have minded that.
Yeah, me either. But like, if she didn't pay up, what Danny's saying.
I'm looking at Playboy with this girl,
and she's with these other chicks in Playboy, and they're all naked, and I'm thinking. This friggin' Canadian's gonna marry this girl. His life rocks.
Yeah.
Then did she deliver that?
It is interesting, though, that I haven't actually spoken to her or seen her since the divorce. And
really?
This is the first time I've ever told anybody that publicly. You've... And since you guys are grilling me about it. Let me paint the pictures since we're talking about it. So you know why I'm acting a little goofy and weird here. Because I'd rather just talk about my goofy web show.
But here's what I will do. I will give you
I don't really know what to say. I don't even really remember really much about her. Really.
I mean, she's a girl
I dated for 2 years, married, and then never talked to her again 5 years ago.
I'll give you a pluggy treat.
Oh, good.
Tom Green Live. New internet TV program. Yeah. You go to tomgreen.com and you can see celebrities such as myself.
Andrew Dice Clay is on there all the time. Adam, you're going to come on. Danny, you're going to come on.
Yes, I'm Teresa.
Now Teresa's
going to come on.
Everybody calm down. That was the plug part, and now there comes the question.
So you met Drew where?
I met her at when she called me up and asked me to be in the movie Charlie's Angels.
That's right.
So she was producing on that show as well.
She was a fan of yours.
Yeah, and I said I didn't want to do it, and then she called 10 more times, and then I did it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were great.
It was a lot of fun.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to do it in the first place.
I'd never done movies before. I didn't really want to do movies, to be honest with you. I wanted to do a talk show. It was always sort of my dream. I was all of a sudden here in Los Angeles. People were asking me to do movies, and I thought, oh, I'm going to go do a movie and just make a fool of myself. And that's what I did.
TomGreen.com.
Yeah, but his movies were some of the most classic ones ever.
Right.
Freddy Got Fingered was fun to make. I don't know if that's available on DVD, by the way. Still selling well in bargain bins all around the country.
When you said this is the first time you've spoken publicly that you haven't spoken to your ex-wife in 5 years, why would... I mean this dead seriously, because I'm just going through a divorce like this second
happened.
So I'm wondering why you think that would be news that you haven't spoken to a chick that divorced you. I'm still in love with my wife, and I'd shoot her in the head if I could get away with it.
Jeez, that's shocking.
So why is it news that you wouldn't talk to a girl who left you?
No, I just generally don't even let myself get drawn into these conversations. But since you guys are kind of asking,
TomGreen.com.
It's kind of interesting.
May I ask a question, Tom Green of TomGreen.com?
I don't have any problem with her, though, by the way. I thought we did speak on the phone 3 years ago, and it was all cool. Hey, how you doing? Good. Yeah.
Right.
You're eating meat now? Awesome. Good. See you later.
Well, was there a catalyzing incident? You were married, and then you were divorced, and you didn't talk for 5 years. Except
I was only married for 5 months, okay?
Was there an
incident? It's not like I have a bevy of children that I have to look after. It's you know, we were married for 5 months.
And did she catch you cheating?
Did something happen?
Catch her cheating? There was not an incident.
There was not an incident.
No. It was basically
just one of these typical things where you realize at a certain point, hey, we're not really getting along like we used to. That went on for about a year, and then we decided.
Is she a little bit nutty, or at least, I don't know, sort of cavalier when it comes to her relationship? Seems like she gets married and then gets divorced and does it like you're turning in a car lease or something.
I feel like this still hurts a little.
Little?
Well, no, I just feel awkward talking about it on the radio. I'll tell you.
Because he's Canadian.
I'll tell you some stories off the air. But I can't trust that you would keep them to yourself.
I wouldn't.
I'd babble your biggest secret. This is radio, dude.
He got married to the lady. They went out for a little while. Then they got divorced.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I think it's
not a news factor. It's not a story, bro. These two are chomping at the bit.
All right.
For some dirt.
But I will say, just to give you an answer, I'm not a complete...
Stonewall?
Stiff. Stonewall about this.
Yes.
You know, look, like you really brought it up yourself. A lot of stuff happened to me at once. I had cancer, the house burned down, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That was stressful. It just kind of was easier just to kind of like just sort of not hang out anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Okay, that's
too much damn stress in the city. Hollywood's a crazy town, isn't it?
But fair to say that Drew is not the happy-go-lucky... easygoing person that she portrays in the media. Maybe there's a businesswoman. Maybe there's a side of her that's more serious.
She's definitely very businessy. She's all business.
All right. Tom Green of Tom Green Live. You can go to tomgreen.com for more information. See the show that He doesn't worry about the man hanging over him with sponsors and money.
We're on tonight with Bob Odenkirk, live tonight at 8 o'clock from Los Angeles. TomGreen.com.
Def Rat Guy.
Hell yeah.
All right, Def Rat Guy, you've brought in your ultimate fighter, Mike Swick, who lost last weekend in the UFC.
Why don't you define what you mean by lose?
I saw it. He lost.
Tapping out in 30 seconds into the first round.
No, he did. Yeah, he didn't tap out, but he did lose.
He didn't tap out. And what do you mean? Did he really lose? I mean, I don't see any of you getting into the octagon.
I'm about to choke you out.
All right, we need to take a break. Yeah. The point is Mike Swick will be in. Def Rat Guy will stay here to defend him, and he's going to need help. Because Kobayashi is on the phone, and you don't think that man is proud. Normally, he is absolutely beaming over his man's victory.
F that D.
All right. We'll take a quick break.
TomGreen.com.
TomGreen.com. Kobayashi and Def Rat Guy next on AM Carolla Show.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Jeez.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Massive.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask who else wants one. This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite. Even though someone was just at the fridge, now it's over.
After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, we're back at Villa Ford in Orange playing Santa with General Manager Kyle Sullivan. So, Kyle, what can the good boys and girls of Southern California expect for the winter?
Well, as you know, winter here in Southern California is a pretty unique experience. And to celebrate the new year, Villa Ford in Orange has given away the ultimate winter excursion. From right now until the end of January, every Free FM listener that takes a test drive at Villa Ford will be entered to win a snowboard and a surfboard courtesy of the world-famous Jack Surfboards. And to make it even sweeter, we'll even throw in a pair of lift tickets of your choice, courtesy of Villa Ford.
Wow, you can almost ski and surf the same day with one of these new Explorers, F-150s, or, hey, excursions.
That's the point, announcer guy. So get down to Villa Ford to test drive the all-new Edge, the redesigned Expedition. When you buy, let the Villa Ford Custom Shop trick it out to your personal needs. Make it your resolution to have an awesome new ride from the Villa Ford Custom Shop cruising into the new year.
You heard it here first. Get down to Villa Ford for your ultimate winter excursion. Villa Ford off the Lincoln exit from the 55 in Orange.
And take off the Santa suit, guy. This is radio.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Designer models are open for viewing. This is your last chance to own your own home by early summer. For details and to pre-register, log on to 133promenade.com or call 562-437-7780.
Hi there, I'm Hugh Hefner, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, this is going to be uncomfortable. Death Rat Guy.
Hell yeah.
He threw his hat in the ring, I should say the octagon. He decided it'd be a good idea to manage a UFC fighter. He was smart. He picked Mike Swick. Mike was 11-2, probably 11-1 at the time. He was doing pretty good in the UFC, and then he fought last week, and he lost a unanimous decision to Yushin Akami, I believe his name is, a Japanese fighter. Kobayashi got on the air before the fight last week, yes.
Hold on, before this idiot gets on the airwaves, I want to make one thing clear. Mike did his best out there, and that's all he could do. What I did, I failed you as a manager, bro.
Oh,
you blame yourself?
If you want to blame it on me, I'm man enough to take the blame.
What could you have done?
I could have managed him better.
You were with him for 2 days. You talked to him twice on the
phone. I could have gone to the fight and shown more.
You didn't even go to the fight?
You didn't go to the fight?
No, they didn't.
Did you watch the fight?
Hell yeah. I ordered it on pay-per-view.
Okay.
Dude, I was back in your play. Totally. I thought that was a really cool thing for you to say. He went out there and did his best, and that's the best any man can do. I was with you.
Hell yeah.
And then you said, "May I failed you as a manager." I went, Well, this is a big thing for that guy. And then you say you didn't show up.
Can we ask Mike Swick before we talk to Kobayashi, what happened in the third round, in your opinion?
Well, he got the takedown, and he's so big and strong, I couldn't get him off me at the time, and that lost me the fight. You know, sitting on top of me for 2 minutes is definitely not a good thing, and that was a crucial round. You know, he had the first round, I had the second, and everything depended on the third, and he was just so much stronger, and I just couldn't get up. You know, I finally reversed him at the end, but it was a little too late, and I went down.
He's but it was a decision. You didn't tap out, you didn't get knocked down.
It was a decision, countryman of Kobayashi. Let's hope that Kobayashi is gracious in victory.
That's going to happen.
Kobayashi? I hate this dude.
I just don't worry. It was a very good deal for Japan. Oh, God.
Well, now look.
You, my face hurt. Oh, God.
Kobayashi, your man won, God. and you should be great.
He did not win. He did not win. He really win.
But we didn't know the hot dog.
Oh, is that deaf or dumb guy?
No, it's deaf frat guy, not deaf dumb guy.
Oh, my God. Mike Sweet got hit so hard, deaf or dumb guy could actually hear the punches.
That is not funny.
That's unkind.
Look, we put you on because we wanted to break some bread with Def Rat Guy. Hopefully you guys could put your differences behind you.
He's a scumbag.
Oh, that could never happen.
Don't rub it in, dude.
Some guy is too dumb to make any sense at all. You should just manage a girl.
Uh-oh, Mike.
At least I don't make my living eating 50 hot dogs.
Well, you know,
I don't know what the hot dog is.
You know, Adam, comparing our two sports, it's a lot more honorable going down in mine. I mean, losing a decision to a tough fighter in a UFC fight, I think it's a little bit better than choking because you try to put too many wieners in your mouth at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I like what he said. It was a good point. Going down in your sport is honorable, and going down on wieners in his sport is,
last thing I want to do is choke on some wieners.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, but unfortunately what happened to you, Mike Swick, is equivalent to actually having a wiener put in your mouth.
No, it's not.
You fought very good for a girl.
Kobayashi, drunk with power. And the thing about it is the man can't lose. You know, every year he shows up at Coney Island. We take our best and fattest Americans and put it next to him, and he crushes
them. Now they're killing us at UFC. Kobayashi, the one person...
Yeah, you know what I think Mike Sweet should actually do?
Kick your ass.
He should just drop his pants and take it by Danny like a good little girl.
Kobayashi, you do have respect.
Get this scumbag off the air.
Let's bring this to a higher level because you do have respect for Adam Carolla, yes?
I have a much of respect for Adam Carolla.
Sorry, what was that sucking sound I just heard?
It's hard to hate him.
I have a much of respect for Adam Carolla.
Well, we're both warriors. That's for sure.
Yeah, but one lawyer's on the phone.
You are the one that makes America look very good.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, one
Donnie, but the Donnie makes it look very bad.
Well, now, I'll tell you this. Adam's a warrior and you're a warrior, but one warrior's in the room and one pussy-ass warrior's on the phone talking crap to a real fighter. Come on in and say this stuff to him.
They're like a yin and a yang. Only yang is real dumb.
Yeah, just drop by the studio and say this stuff to Swick.
Listen, bro.
I would like to meet Donnie, but I just don't want my butt to meet Donnie.
Maybe you can eat hot dogs, bro, but what about funneling beer, dude? I'll take you on head to head anytime, bitch.
Kobayashi.
I don't like the way he said head to head.
There's a lot of homoerotic tension with you today, Kobayashi.
Yeah, what is
Kobayashi? How about
wieners for a living? He eats wieners for a living and is saying a lot of gay crap. Is there something you want to tell me? It's fine with us. We're real friendly to the gay community. You can come out to us.
Oh, we know that you are very good friends with the gay community.
Very good friends with the gay community.
You were asking for that, Danny.
You are so good that you beat the shit out of them.
Little Kobayashi doesn't know enough not to get bleeped.
Oh, Kobayashi look.
Let's just explain to Mike. Danny beat up a gay guy.
I don't know that he was gay. He was just dressed as a chick.
He was a tranny.
He shouldn't have been.
It was a transvestite.
He told me a little too late in the day that he wasn't a girl, and it made me upset. So he didn't like my reaction.
Look, just because you perform oral on men, it doesn't mean... Oh, wait a minute.
What did you receive?
According to the rule book, that makes you gay.
Yes. Yeah. Kobayashi...
I think when you see a girl with mustache and Adam's apple, that's all the hint you need.
I know, but to defend Danny.
Apparently you've never been to Armenia.
Kobayashi, oh, how about it? Will you take Def Rat Guy up on his challenge to funnel beers?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Really,
you would
day.
Accept that. Huh.
Hell
that
yeah.
would be an honorable challenge.
I'll do it.
Now, if you lose, Def Guy, mm-hmm. you must leave show in America forever.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Are you willing to take that challenge?
Yeah, you are. You're the Def Rat Guy.
I need to think on it.
Wow, he's backed off.
Can I say Kobayashi is a professional eater? He's probably an excellent drinker.
His stomach is probably the size of a cow.
I was drinking a long time before eating.
All right, Kobayashi.
Maybe we need to take a break.
I don't know if it's Osaka or Kobe. I don't know where he is.
Adam.
Yes.
I have a much respect
for Kobayashi.
Get him off the phone.
Kobayashi, everybody. Well, I gotta say, you were all talk until he did the loser leaves town challenge.
I love this country. I don't want to leave.
But you love beer, also.
I have a lot of good things going. I'm managing Mike Swick.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out.
Well, why don't you plug his website if you're managing him?
At MikeSwick.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then my own website, DeathFratGuy.com, where I have these great shirts, and I wanted to give one to Mike today.
Nice, thanks.
Mike, do you have any other fights coming up?
Just back to the drawing board, and, I'm going to start back training next week, and we'll see what happens.
He's dropping to 170.
Maybe.
That's the big news.
Go to middleweight in the UFC weight divisions, 170?
It's 185.
Oh, 185.
What I fight right now. But we have been contemplating dropping to 170, which would be my normal, the weight I should be fighting at.
Right. So Mike Swick will be back in the octagon soon.
Oh, yeah.
Def Rat Guy may even show up at his next fight. Who knows?
I have an idea, a new look for me. Is mm-hmm. to wear the monk's hood, like dress like a monk with right. the rope around the waist,
uh-huh.
to give it more like old school look.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I'm the wise manager that, like, you don't know who he is. You just know he's there to, like,
fry or frat.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the news. Better late than ever. T?
Yeah, why not? Well, I think we've all learned that here's something you shouldn't say.
Oh, really?
No nap-headed hoes.
We'll get into that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hell yeah.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Jeez.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tom Sawyer. Want to win a pair of tickets to see Rush July 25th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater? Then be calling number 10 right now at 877-520-9797. 877-520-9797. Then you can spend a night basking in the glory of the technical prowess of Neil Peart and Geddy Lee. Sounds sexy. And if you don't win, you can still buy tickets when they go on sale this Sunday at Ticketmaster.com. Powered by Live Nation and 97.1 Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Probably. This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with Speech Level Singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henney Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
Homefront Mortgage wants to show you how much we appreciate your business. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. Right now, we're offering a special loan program that's 2% below your qualifying rate. It's easy. It's the 1-2-3-step loan. Let's say you qualify for 7.99% on your loan. The first year, you'll only pay 5.99. The second year, you'll only pay 6.99. The third year, it becomes fixed at your loan's original rate of 7.99. No negam, no adjustments. It's fixed. It's easy. Just like 1-2-3. If you have a negam, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. And if you're facing foreclosure or receive a notice of default, we have a home saver program to help you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. This takes L.A. gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flint to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest-growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX. Free up. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now, Adam Carolla.
Well, just for a second, because it's time for Teresa Strasser and her Better Late Than Never news.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Fallout from Don Imus' nappy-headed hose comment continues. He was terminated yesterday from MSNBC, which used to broadcast his radio show. As you know, he was suspended for a couple weeks from his CBS radio show. It was all the talk on all the news networks. Here is Jesse Jackson discussing the incident to Keith Olbermann.
Well, the black show host
on MSNBC. I mean, that you look at yourself and others. From 3 o'clock at night to midnight, not a single black show host, a Latino. All day, all night, all white.
What the hell is Keith Olbermann supposed to do? Open the trunk of his car and go get some black show hosts and some Latino show hosts? Like yourself? Thanks, yeah. Jesse.
Okay, the biggest money-making talk show host in the world is not only an African-American, it's an African-American chick. You know, the glass ceiling's been pretty well polished as far as I can see.
Interesting you should mention
That's
Oprah.
Right. Her name is Raven. Huh? Oprah?
Raven Simone, she's smoking.
Who? Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey is having, it's being reported that she's having 10 players from the Rutgers women's basketball team on her show today out of Chicago.
Well, two things I've said before I will say again. A, if you miss Don Imus' TV show and you can't do without it, just put a huge pile of jackets on your bed and then put a cowboy hat on top of that and then stare at it for 4 hours a day. You will be satiated. Number two, the real losers, the Tennessee Volunteers, the women who actually won, who are immediately forgotten about.
The Lady Vols.
If you asked most people who won, if you would have asked them a year ago, who won the NCAA female basketball championship, they'd say, I don't know. And if you asked them this year, they'd say Rutgers.
Well, if you asked them last year or the year before that, they'd have said, what is it?
What is it? And this year they would say Rutgers won when Tennessee won.
Yeah, some people theorize that Don Imus was, what he was trying to say, and not that this makes it any more right, was that these girls were unattractive, and he was searching for words, and he couldn't get any, and his producer chimed in with hoes, and there was a lot of debate about who can say ho.
Here's the reality. Don Imus is doing what everyone does because you get forced to do it when these things happen. It's happened to me before. He should say, I'm a comedian. I do a radio show. Please get over yourselves. When you start backpedaling, you take your first step backwards slowly and the person steps toward you. Eventually you turn and run and they start chasing you. You need to just stand your ground and say, please get over yourself, because when you start apologizing, I've gotten to this conversation before where my mom has called and she's been pissed off and she said, you should apologize for what you said. And I said, I didn't mean anything by it, so I'm not going to apologize for it. And they would say, apologize anyway. And I would tell her, if I apologize, then it meant I did something wrong.
Right.
I didn't do anything wrong. Thus, I'm not going to cross that line into apology land, because when I do, well, now I've done something wrong and I didn't.
Right. You and I split that in half. I will apologize on the drop of a hat. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't cost me anything for hurting someone specifically. But if I had said what he said and meant nothing by it, I'd say to anybody I heard, I am really sorry. But that would be the end of that.
Well, then Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton are going to mobilize and get these companies to stop their sponsorship of whatever show he's doing. But does that ever result in anything? What percentage of the black community is listening to a 65-year-old, the world's whitest cowboy, for Christ's sake, the guy to wear a Klan outfit? He's wearing a cowboy hat and 15 jackets and 4 pair of sunglasses. He's dressed like he's on expedition to Antarctica, for the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Is there a black human being under the age of 50 who even knows who Don Imus is, much less the sponsors? I know how it works. It's a bunch of pressure, but ultimately, what is Jesse Jackson going to do? And shouldn't Nabisco just say, look, you and the 10 people that believe in what you have to say should go bark up someone else's tree?
I've seen this happen, and I cannot remember the case exactly, but somebody said something is innocuous. Oh, maybe I shouldn't call this innocuous if it actually hurts some people's feelings, but something I felt was not as egregious as this disc jockey, I believe it was, getting fired. And a bunch of his sponsors pulled out, and this one really big sponsor popped in, said, I will absolutely buy in to back up this guy's right to say what he wanted to say. And they were a big national chain. They took a real shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people that will jump into the fray for the right side.
That's
not often.
That sponsor's name, Dr. Tadoff. Thank you, Dan.
Well, thank you.
Imus, I think, clearly does not have his finger on the pulse of urban culture. He does that. He obviously.
You ever go by an inner city schoolyard and see a bunch of young guys playing hoop and him go, you know what I miss said today?
Well, at least he answered the question, where have all the Cowboys gone? Yes. The last one. Now, there's other news about university sports. That's the case of the Duke lacrosse guys who were, accused of a sexual assault. All charges have been dropped in the Duke lacrosse sexual assault case. That case is over. And now it remains to be seen what's going to happen to the Durham County District Attorney, Mike Nifong. Things not looking good for him.
He should be run. He should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. He did a horrible job. He did it to get reelected, and everyone knows it.
Okay, now in entertainment news.
Nobody ever did that with Kenneth Starr, though. I thought Kenneth Starr should have been strung up after a while. After your $50 millionth dollar of the taxpayers' money.
I got a long list of the people who need to be strung up. He's on it, too.
Snoop Dogg? Are you mad at him?
No, not at all.
He's my homie.
A guy that high? How can you be mad at a guy that high?
Well, how about this? Yesterday, I talked to you about the L.A. District Attorney's Office charging Snoop with two felonies, gun possession by a felon and sale or transportation of marijuana. But yesterday, he took a plea. He pleaded no contest, and in exchange, he got a 3-year suspended sentence, 5 years probation, and 800 hours of community service.
Damn! That's the first guy that ever got more than me.
Really?
That I've ever heard about in any kind of arrest that you don't go right to prison for.
How many hours?
750 was mine. That's like forever.
I've spent spent some time with Snoop Dogg, mostly getting baked at his house with him.
He smokes?
Yes. He always got a medical condition.
Okay.
It's called
being black and rapping.
He has a chronic condition.
He has a chronic condition.
He needs a chronic.
Right. Now we went over there and ate chicken with him and smoked weed.
Wow.
And ate Cool Whip right out of the container. He's going to have a hard time working off that 800 hours. I mean, he's going to have to leave that to his kids.
Because
he'll get about 20 minutes into that, and then his kids will have to finish off the rest.
Here's an interesting twist. I don't know if you remember about this, but he has a youth football league.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can actually he can count hours that he volunteers with the football league. So they're saying he'll be able to apply about half of that 800 hours to working with his youth football league.
Right.
So now he's done the 400 hours because he's doing something he was doing anyway.
420 hours, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
for,
right.
That's for Mike Dawson. Okay. Now, in American Idol news.
420.
Mm-hmm. I'm about as hip as Don Imus. Mm. Okay. Now, in American Idol news. Blake sang, it was Latin week, Blake sang one of your favorites by Mark Anthony. I need to know.
Girl, I'm exactly where I want to be. The only things I need you here with me. Oh, if it's you, don't leave me on the
phone. Mexican music for dumb white people. And about the 500th time he says, I need to know, little girl. I want to just drive into a drainage ditch.
Blake is actually doing quite well in the competition. The judges really liked him. He was not in the bottom three last night. But here's a little bit of what happened when it came elimination time. The audience appears to turn on Sanjaya.
Sanjaya, Chris, after the vote, Sanjaya, I've been telling you to sit all night long. Now sit down again. You're safe. Chris, you are in the bottom three tonight.
The audience was not happy that Chris Richardson was in the bottom three and Sanjaya was not. And started booing.
Well, at a certain point, once everyone has their favorites, they're going to sober up and turn on Sanjaya.
It finally happened.
Yes.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Take a quick break. Be right back.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Here you go, fatty. Why don't you do a couple sit-ups?
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Thursday night, 97.1 Free FM's film freak, Leo Quinones, will be hooking up with some Hollywood stars at CineSpace for their Thursday night special, which is dinner and a movie, to screen New Line Cinema's critically acclaimed Pan's Labyrinth.
So don't be a putz. Get on down there.
Great food, great films, and you could win big cash.
That's BS. By the way, you're not Rick D.
Thursday night, 7:30, Pan's Labyrinth at CineSpace at Ivar and Hollywood Boulevard. Call 323-817-FILM for reservations. Powered by the New York Film Academy and 97.1 Free FM, Hollywood's FM talk station.
My voice was impersonated.
This is kind of interesting. I just got new copy for Pod Fitness, and I don't use any copy when I talk about Pod Fitness because I use the product. That's how they knew about me. But it says, right here, it says, talk about yourself, tell a story, make it conversational. What have you done in the past 24 hours? Look at my keychain. What I've done is I cut out the workouts I do so I can check out how often I do them and when it happens. Today I did Strong, Bob Strong's workout number 4. It's 53 minutes. That's abs. Back starts at 16 minutes. Biceps start at 31 minutes. And legs start at 47 minutes. And by the holes I punched in the cards, you can see I've done it that many times this week. That's what I did in the past 24 hours of Pod Fitness. I'm addicted to this thing. I mean, you can just wear it and do it. That's what everybody else should do. It runs itself. But I like to know, I like to be able to look up at the clock and go, oh, it's 15 minutes. In 1 minute, I'm going to be doing my shoulders. So I typed it all out and had it laminated. So, and I tape it right to my iPod.
Danny, do people get that you can put it with your own music?
Yeah, you download your own music. You have to. Well, you can use theirs if you want. But it's your music, your workout, and you customize it every time you go back and click something new. It's awesome. It's Pod Fitness. Go to PodFitness/Danny.
You will be.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or a refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
Hawaii is calling. This is a special invitation for nurses and respiratory therapists. Come to Valley Presbyterian Hospital's Open House Luau, and you could win a free trip for two to Hawaii. This tropical party is your chance to meet their managers for on-the-spot interviews, to tour the facility, and enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres while you explore a new nursing or respiratory therapy career at the San Fernando Valley's only independent acute care hospital. So mark your calendars for Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in their educational building located at 15107 Van Owen Street in Van Nuys. They have immediate opportunities for all shifts, and new grads are welcome to apply. So remember, Valley Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday, April 18th from 10 to 4 p.m. or Thursday, April 19th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Van Nuys. Come and don your lucky lei and enter to win a free trip for two to Hawaii. Aloha!
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask who else wants one. This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite, even though someone was just at the fridge. Now it's over.
After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshoff. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Business. This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Well, that is that. Oh, wait a minute, I was yelling so much in the room, I don't think Angie told me who to thank. Well, I know Tom Green.
Yeah, TomGreen.com.
The frat guy, Mike Swift.
Don't thank that Kobe.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Ah, Ray Liotta.
Yeah, there you go.
Forgot about him. Good time. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.
Soledad O'Brien should be battered and thrown into a Cuisinart.